much about.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Motherfucker. You good to go, Josh? You can hear me okay?
Yeah, Ed. Fine.
All right, let's do this thing.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Now, let's have a look at the weather, Louise. You're right.
Sorry.
I think we've lost her. Now, let's get a weather update. Here is Louise Lear.
Thank you, Simon. Good evening, everybody. I'll try and keep it together because it's not a laughing matter with the weather in Scotland. Today's been... It's been pretty wet and windy with the strongest of the gusts wind across Scotland and Northern Ireland. In fact, we've seen gale force gusts into Wales and across the north of England. We've had some sunshine with highs of 24 degrees. So...
And now...
I don't think you could do it any better.
Our feature presentation.
All right, Anderson, come on. Okay, all right.
It was funny, but...
Sorry.
Okay.
You done?
Right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 5th, the 9th of August.
I'm sorry, what?
I caught it quickly, but not quickly enough.
Uh-huh.
It's Tuesday, the 9th of August.
Yeah, it is.
Where'd the 5th come from, though?
Oh, you know, where everything else comes from with me.
<All right.
laughs> Badness.
So, how's everyone?
Good.
Great.
You?
Allie, guess what I'm not doing this morning?
Ooh.
That is a frightening thing.
That's a trap.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hiccuping.
Oh, good.
Had the hiccups, Kevin, for 7 hours yesterday.
Oh.
He was like that little kid that they sent the news crews to his home.
Did some part of you want to have that same story because a year and a half from now you're still hiccuping?
No, of course not.
I mean,
not.
Come on, though.
You hate it. It hurts. After a while, it hurts.
Right, but then later... It comes back around to being good again.
No, it never comes back around to being good. It's never, there's nothing.
Didn't get this book.
Nothing that's fun about it. There are people who have hiccuped for years.
Oh.
I don't know if I believe them.
Really?
Yeah.
They're fairly well documented.
Exactly. They're trying to get in the news. Yeah.
Who would try to get in the news by hiccuping all the
time? Years.
I don't believe they're hiccuping when other people aren't around. I'm just saying.
I know you.
I call BS.
I know you're a conspiracy theorist, but they're really well documented.
So okay. 7 hours. I mean, come on, step it up.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
Years.
I have a couple of things that I try on the regular, and they work for a brief time. What was happening yesterday is I had some success, and then 20 minutes later, they'd come back again.
Huh.
The two biggies for me, and I'm curious what you guys do, but the two biggies for me, one is you slowly ingest a teaspoon of honey.
Oh.
And
go on.
It not only is effective, but it's delicious. So I did that, and that
worked. Wait, so it's worked for a while, though?
It worked for about 15 minutes yesterday, the honey did. And I thought, well, great, the honey came through. That's fantastic. But then it just started right back up again violently, even worse than before. And the other thing that I try is the thing that our friend Jimmy Kimmel, his strategy that he taught us all those years ago that I've had a lot of success with, which is where you take a pencil or pen and you put it between your teeth and then you slowly drink water through that.
I've done that one too.
What?
Yes. It works.
It does work. I've had the best
success. How do you get the water through there?
You do it outside because you do tend to splash a little bit. You spill some. But your teeth are open enough so that some water can go through. And I don't understand physically how it works, but you slowly drink a big glass of water through your teeth.
Interesting.
I think I remember something about more oxygen than you normally. I don't know. Swallowing oxygen in some way helped. I'm not sure how that works, but it worked for you.
Did not work at all for me yesterday.
Okay.
Did not work at all for me yesterday.
All right, didn't work.
But I tried it. I mean, I tried it two different times because I've had success with that in the past. And then my wife suggested something that I had not tried before, and I don't know why she thought of this or why she thought it would work, but she said that I should eat a banana.
Huh.
Eat a banana.
Now, maybe she just wanted to see me eat a banana.
Oh, dear.
But I yeah. I ate a banana,
uh-huh.
Not a euphemism, and I ate that, and I tried to eat it in a way that was would I don't know how to describe it. I tried to eat it in a slow way that would kind of keep my throat open.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, that was effective.
Really?
Oh, that worked. It did work.
Yes.
That did work, but it was okay. But it was about 7 hours that I had the hiccups yesterday. And I'm telling you, it really hurts after. I mean, after an hour, every time you hiccup, it's like you're getting punched in the stomach.
This has happened to you before.
It has.
Bean is one of these people. It happens to him rarely, but I think 3 or 4 other times maybe.
Huh. Probably so, yeah. What's the longest you guys have ever hiccuped?
Just a few minutes, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it goes away usually within a couple minutes. And that's on the long end.
And the thing that a lot of people recommend that I didn't try is you've seen this where somebody scares the other person.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason they think that's effective somehow. I don't understand how that works either. Like, why would that?
Maybe it has to do with the oxygen again, because you go like it's a instant gasp. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what causes hiccups. I don't know what makes the hiccup feeling that you get. And I don't know what cures them. The whole thing's a big mystery to me.
Tell the story about the banana again.
I'm not going to do that.
Can you guys picture being eating a banana all sexy?
Why would you even want that in my head? Oh.
Because it's funny. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What are the chances what you've just given me is just a blizzard of bullshit?
Pretty high.
Did he say that at the news desk?
No, he was doing an interview on one of his Access TV interviews.
Oh, my.
Who was that?
That's Dan Rather.
Dan Rather.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We have Craig Robinson in studio today.
Yeah, we do.
Talking about America. Morris from America. Sorry. He's also in
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
So good in that.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on right now. He's got that carpool karaoke show, too. Remember, we were talking about that the other day that he's going to be doing. He's a very busy man right now.
We're going to talk to you if you get your food out of a dumpster. You're doing good work. Keep it up. Got some wacky stories from the Olympics going on. There's all kinds of just nonsense happening at the Olympics, and they're so much fun. Bean makes his guess. And Jay Hernandez. And Jay Hernandez, you might know as El Diablo in Suicide Squad.
Nice.
Very excited about that as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
It is the 5 of 9. 10th of June, July, August.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey. How are you?
What's going on? Just drinking some coffee.
I think it's time for the Showbiz Beat.
What?
Unless I'm mistaken here.
No, we still do that.
Still do that? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right.
Kevin was out yesterday. A little sick, a little illness. How you feeling better today?
Fantastic. Better? Never better.
Feeling top of your game now?
Nope.
No. What was your issue? Can you talk about it?
Nope.
No?
That means it's butt stuff.
Yeah, butt stuff. Well, I hope this makes you feel better. Whenever I think when I see a story about the fast food in the news, I think of you, Kevin.
Oh, so that's great.
I think this is going to make you happy.
I'm proud to be associated with that.
Well, who eats more fast food on this show than you do?
Probably zero people.
How many times a week would you say you hit a drive-thru for lunch on your way home from the show?
I mean, I don't know that that's
how
part of your story.
How many times a week?
You know,
three or four times a week, right? Out of 5 days, 3 or 4 of those.
Well, there's 7 days in my week, Ralph.
Well, I'm talking about coming home from work. Usually you hit the
drive-thru. Well, then I'll go with 3 then.
Even on the weekends, you go out for faster on the weekends, too?
Sure. It's not bad just because it's the weekend.
But you spend weekends with family and stuff. Usually you have lunch together in France, I would think.
It's a 2-minute thing. It's not, you're not spending all day at a fast food restaurant.
So out of 7 days, then what? 5 days a week?
I'd say four.
Let's say 5. Let's be realistic and say 5.
Okay, fine.
So, Hart, it's not me. I'm not putting that on you. You're a fast food aficionado.
Yeah, I've never sat down and tried to figure out how
you're
often
a fast food enthusiast, as Bean would say.
Sure.
All right. Well, you'll be happy to know that Burger King is rolling out a brand new sandwich. It's a Tex-Mex sandwich called the Whopperito.
Are you kidding?
Which isn't even a little bit racist, I don't think. The Whopperito.
Hmm.
Whopperito. It's chopped beef, tomatoes, onions, pickles, lettuce, and queso sauce inside a flour tortilla.
And that's the their final answer
that's
on the name?
The Whopperito. Now you can get the Whopper Jr., or the Whopperito.
Hmm.
At Burger King, starting August 15th.
That's
so look,
a strange choice.
You got that to look forward to.
Right?
Right.
I wonder how effective that will be. How many people who go to Burger King are there because they're in the mood for Mexican food?
I don't know, but apparently, according to this story, it is Burger King's way of trying to attract the Chipotle customers.
Right.
Hmm.
Which I think
hmm.
if you want to do, just put a D in your window from the health department. That'll, hey, that's just like a Chipotle. I can go in there and get salmonella or whatever they're serving up today. Congratulations to R. Kelly. He's got a new girlfriend. He is 49 years old, R. Kelly, by the way. His new girlfriend, model Hallie Calhoun, 19 years old. 19. 49?
He's 49.
19.
You know, I was going to guess...
19.
I was going to guess it would be probably an age-appropriate girlfriend, probably around 40, 41, which is going to be my guess.
For R. Kelly?
For R. Kelly. That's what I expected.
Not so much.
And they've dated 6 years, seven?
It doesn't say here how long they've been dating.
No info on that?
Whether she was underage when they met or how. Yeah. But the two were just spotted last weekend in an Atlanta nightclub called the Gold Room.
Gold.
I wonder if any showers there in that, in that club. And the Twitterverse.
And this was his goddaughter?
Responded. No, this is this is just a model that he's dating, apparently. So people are
he saying. Was how old when he married 15-year-old Aaliyah?
27. Just
27 then.
She was 15. But her parents said it was okay. So that means it's okay. Ben?
Right.
Where are you, Chuck?
Where are you, Chuck, indeed? And good news for X-Files fans. Fox announced yesterday they are currently in talks with creator Chris Carter and stars David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson to do another run of limited run episodes for the hit series. Another series, another
love it
season of X-Files. The rebooted X-Files limited run season that ran earlier this year was a huge hit for Fox, and they're eager to get everybody back on board again and do another pass.
What letter grade would you guys give that latest season of the X-Files?
B+.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't think it was as good as some of the original episodes from the run, but I think it was better than the last few seasons of that show. So I say B+ is fair.
I was worried that they weren't coming with the goods. Mm-hmm. They only had 6 episodes, but now that they're doing more, I can look
you're
back on
it
and go, yeah, I'm fine. Excellent.
Bean, you sound disgruntled. You sound like a disgruntled fan.
I was just curious what the read was on the room. I think I'd give it a B. I think a B. It was just fine. That's better than most things are on TV.
Okay.
All right.
And sad news. Fox has pulled its plug on the wildly popular reality dating series Coupled. Apparently that is being canceled.
Had that aired yet?
Yeah.
Wait,
apparently
Coupled?
That was on Coupled. I told you about this. This is the highly original show about young single people who are brought together on an island, and then they date each other, and then one of them gets voted off each week until one couple remains. And they're there for the right reasons to find love.
Right.
The most dramatic season of Coupled ever.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, Fox canceled it because they realized it was total effing BS.
Is that right?
That's what it says here in the statement.
That's what they put out?
Yeah, I don't know.
At least they're being honest.
But Mark Burnett's not done. He created that show, by the way. Well, created by credit. I mean, stole. He's got another show on Fox that has been picked up. It's an interactive musical game show based on the Shazam app. So the ideas just keep coming out of the Mark Burnett Idea Factor.
So Shazam's the one that recognizes songs, isn't
yes. It's Name That Tune.
So it's Name That Tune.
Is what it is. God damn it, Mark. Just get back to jingles.
He's never done jingles.
Never done jingles.
Promised you
more
that he
work
would.
On jingles.
Yeah.
Less repackaging craptastic ideas. What if we take Shazam and we make it like To Tell the Truth?
That's the pitch?
That angel. It's the angel he's married to. That's the problem.
Aww.
Whispering, God wants you to do it to tell the truth again.
All right, then. Myra. What's her name?
Roma?
Roma. Whatever.
I think it's Myra.
You don't know, man.
I do. I just told you.
No, that's right. You did. Today's celebrity birthday, Sam Elliott. How great is Sam Elliott?
The best.
In all things, always.
Always good.
Oh, love him.
Best voice, best mustache.
You might have that right. Beef. It's what's for dinner. 72 years old today. The dude abides.
Saw that over the weekend.
You saw the Big Lebowski over the weekend?
Sure did.
Great
film. Anytime it's on, you have to watch it, right?
I'm with you. I 100% agree.
Two-thirds in, you come across it, you got to finish
still watch
it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's the best performance.
Kevin, you saw the actor who plays the Big Lebowski died a few days ago. What's his name?
David Huddleston.
Huddleston, yeah. Yeah, the actual old guy who plays the Big Lebowski, he just passed away.
Oh, the guy with
the character actor. He was in Blazing Saddles, played Santa Claus in a big budget motion picture. Great actor. Yeah, passed away.
He's the guy that had the carpet that he was peeing on?
The rug?
The rug really tied the room together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to you.
Melanie Griffith is 59 years old today. Hoda Kotb.
Copy?
From Today Show is 52 years old today. By the way, all those people from NBC are just useless down there in Rio. Awful.
They also seem drunk.
Just an awful bunch of awful people doing an awful job.
Hoda's not helping.
I'm no big Olympics fan to begin with, but when I saw Ryan Seacrest talking about drink recipes on the beach yesterday, I said, you know what? F you, NBC.
They got a lot of time to fill, I think.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest talking about making drinks in a coconut. Go F yourself.
They do have to fill. Kevin's right. They have to fill all those hours between when the events happen and when they air them.
Yeah. How about just doing that? How about just putting those shows on television when the people are doing the athletic things? By the way, did you hear that? Men's gymnasts are campaigning to do it shirtless now. They want to do it shirtless. The men's gymnasts. They want to be shirtless. More naked, they're asking.
But just the men's team, right?
Yeah, Bean. Just the men's team. Ooh. Eric Bana, right?
Oh,
he's
man.
He's 48.
Chupa.
We were just talking about Gillian Anderson. She's 48 years old today. Kevin McKidd, the actor, is 43. You like Kevin McKidd, Bean, do you?
No, that was for
Sam. Sorry.
Very attractive to him.
Like it was a very delayed response. And Anna Kendrick.
All right.
She's 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Blink 182 right there from their number one album called California. By the way, there are still some tickets available for their final show at Irvine on October the 7th. If you want to see a great lineup with Blink 182, A Day to Remember, and All Time Low. They have a whole bunch of shows before that at Irvine and the Forum that are already sold out. But October 7th, I see, still some tickets available. So that's a good deal. See those guys. They're fun.
See those guys. They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for an Olympic Roundup.
And now it's time for the Kevin and Bean Olympic Roundup. 5 rings, 1 torch, 2 douchebags.
I think we've just been insulted.
So,
now, Kevin, let me ask you this before you start.
Okay.
You have often said on this show that you grew up obsessed with the Olympics.
I did. I would be
one of your favorite things.
I'd be sitting in the family room, and I'd be watching it by myself. And then my brother would walk through, and I'd go, hey, you want to watch the Olympics? And he'd say, nope.
Aww.
And then I'd just sit there, and I'd watch some more. And then my dad would walk by. Hey, the Olympics are on. Nope. I couldn't find a soul interested in it.
Aww. Does it still hold the same fascination for you? Do you still look forward to it and enjoy it as much when it's on?
Not as much, but I still watch it a lot. And I find myself caring a lot about sports that aren't sports and don't affect me in any way.
And sports that you don't watch the other 4 years.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
I'm not even sure they're sports.
So what has caught your eye this time around in Rio?
There's a lot of stories, and we're going to have to do most of them later, because Leslie Jones, have you seen her?
She is a tweeting machine.
Well, first she does it on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 10-second limit.
Right.
So now she's doing play-by-play for the Olympics. And in this first one, she put up then to Twitter, she's talking about a women's bicyclist who was way out in front. The three were behind her. She just had to hold on. And Leslie Jones was just really rooting her on to victory.
You're seeing on the left of your picture, Yakovleva, Kazakhstan, has just fallen in.
Oh, that's not it. Sorry. Hold. Hold.
Does sound different than she does on Saturday Night
Live.
Oh, my
God, you guys. I'm so scared for her. They're, like, right on her ass, like 10 seconds off her ass. Come on, Myra! You can die!
Wow.
Okay, now here's the question I have for you.
Yes.
I know that NBC and the world fell in love with her commentary. She can't do that on TV. She can't do the kind of commentary she's doing in her living room on TV. How's that going to work when she gets down to Rio?
I don't think
but
she's...
I'm talking about when y'all talking about women ain't warriors.
Right.
We're warriors, you guys. And we've been warriors and we'll stay warriors. That's right! USA!
She can't get that 10-second thing down.
No. Right.
But there is a limit. So now she's talking about April Ross, who is a volleyball player.
April Ross is the boss. April Ross is the boss. April Ross is the boss.
Jeez. Come on. Wouldn't you listen to her over every...
No.
No.
No. No.
Over
no, no.
Every
not even
announcer
a little
that's doing
bit.
It.
What? I'm already annoyed.
No. Stop what? Yelling at me. Stop yelling at me.
That's in your living room being wacky. That's not yeah. what I want from my TV coverage of your life.
I think she's going to be doing like lifestyle pieces, that type of thing. She's not going down to do like play-by-play.
You guys haven't heard enough. This is okay. This is Carrie and April, and they're, again, women's volleyball.
Hey, April, go, bitch! You are the What? Y'all are killing it right now.
Yeah. Come on. You wouldn't listen to that.
Well, that's not exactly insightful. You know what I mean? She's not really giving us anything that we're not already seeing ourselves.
How about a song?
All right, y'all. I need y'all to send some love to Carrie and April tonight, man. They need some love, man. We got to take it, son. USA! USA!
I feel like 10 seconds. She needs to look at the little
maybe the clock,
time clock.
The little red
yes,
thing that's going
yes.
around in a circle. You can sort of see when it time's up.
By the way, April Ross, big Kevin and Bean fan. I hear from her from time to time, and I'm so proud of her and so happy for her to see how great they are doing up down there.
Same.
Yeah.
I've never heard from her, I don't think.
Let's get it crackling. Let's get it cracking, Michael.
What?
Got cut off.
I'm not positive.
But let me ask you this, Kevin.
Men swimming. They got the gold and the bronze.
Yeah. That's what we do. We mess around and we get 2 medals in 1 event. That's how we do this, yo. USA.
All right. She
okay,
finished
got
it
in.
She was got it in.
Kevin, if Muggs were doing this commentary, you would hate it.
Nope.
Why are
I
you
would
so
love it all day long.
Why are you so enthralled by it by Leslie Jones?
Yes! Go, boy! Go!
She sees Michael Phelps swimming.
Hey, man, you got this. Don't worry about it. I've been watching you the whole show. Your ass can swim. Real talk.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Michael Phelps is a good swimmer.
Right.
Okay.
His ass can swim.
Yeah. I got it now.
Now she's talking about a female swimmer that called out the Russians on doping.
I love King. I love her. I love that she did that. Call him out, boo. That's right. Back your shit up. Back your shit up.
Now she comes across handball. Tell me we haven't all had the same conversation about any number of sports. Handball
sure.
is so confusing.
It's awesome
is
to watch,
Is it basketball?
Though.
Is it hockey? Can you travel? What are the... And she can't get her head around this sport.
Hey, if y'all gonna have handball, then y'all might as well have foursquare. You know what I'm saying? You remember back in the day we used to play foursquare? I'm saying, let's have foursquare in the Olympics.
More handball.
What are the... rules? Are there fouls? Can you double dribble? What the f***?
I tried to watch some water polo yesterday. I was just as confused by that as she is by handball.
Hey, you guys. What the f*** is this? I mean, just tell me. This not basketball. It's not hockey. What the f*** is this?
She brought
it down. They're going to love her at NBC.
Then she saw Serena Williams.
That's how you do it. Serena.
More?
She is killing it right now. Leave it on the court, Serena. Let's do this, boo. USA. USA.
Why do you suppose she's doing this?
Why do I suppose she's doing this? Because she finds it funny, I would assume.
Okay.
No? Not to you?
Well, let's go, Serena. We got the spirit. Yes, we do. We got the spirit. How about you?
I'm trying to figure out what would make a person spend all day in her apartment yelling into her phone while she watches TV. That doesn't sound a little psychopathic to you?
psychopathic? No. I just think she's being wacky.
Okay.
Maybe she's high. I don't know. But then she got the call, and this is what you were referencing of her going to help with the coverage.
Guess who's going to Rio? Guess who's coming to Rio?
Oh, my God.
No? Come on, Bean.
I mean, look.
What if her pieces were just limited to 10 seconds?
I mean, look, it's a human interest story, I guess, because she's a celebrity and now she's going to be part of a thing that she loves. I'm happy for her. Look, I like Leslie Jones. I think she's funny on SNL. I like her. I just have limited time to hear her scream at me in 9.5 second bursts. That's all.
It doesn't crack you up that she can never get the 10 second thing?
Not as much as it does
every
you.
Every single report is 11 seconds. Right. And I feel like she was not aware that there's a 10 second limit. But she would do that, then she would post it on Twitter. So that's happening, and now she's in Rio, and she's going to help with the actual coverage of the Olympics.
And that was the Kevin and Bean Olympic Roundup. Did I mention they were douchebags?
Actor Jay Hernandez joins us later on this morning. He is Diablo in the number one film in America, Suicide Squad. Also, our old friend Mr. Craig Robinson stops by, too. That's going to be pretty fun. First, though, how about Bean Makes Us Guess?
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Brr.
Penis
slapped.
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
I'm not sure that most of those sound bites are appropriate for the game that we're playing
Who
here.
Who does get penis slapped, though?
Where did that come from, Bean? Guys, what would you say is the number one frustration for people who live
Traffic.
In Southern California? Okay.
Toothpaste.
Kevin actually got this one. It's actually...
I won!
I finally won! Yay! Bean Makes Us Guess.
We haven't started
Bean
the game
makes
yet.
Us guess.
No, we're right back. We haven't started the game yet.
Oh, that was the best one ever.
Ranker.com has put up a poll that I find fascinating. I think you guys are going to be great with this one, which is what things do other drivers do that are the worst? These are things
Allie's jotting stuff down.
You are on the road, and goddamn that person next to you, behind you, in front of you, that you're trying to pass, or whatever it is, the person who is doing something on the road that is making your life miserable, if they could just be a great driver like you, this city would move a lot better.
It's Ralph.
They're doing that.
I don't think they're doing that.
That's what they're doing. It bugs me when I see them
Oh,
do that.
Dear.
So that is the category. Let's try to come up with the top 10 things other drivers do that drive you crazy. Kevin, ceremonially, as always, you get to go first. What's your pick, please?
Drive slow in the fast lane.
Number one, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Slow in the fast lane.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
It's not what? Over. That's just one. Yeah.
I got people, one, though.
Yeah,
people
you did.
People who drive mm-hmm. too slow in the fast lane is the number one driver irritation, according to this list on Ranker.com. You are on the board, Kevin. Ralph Garman.
I would say be on their telecommunication device.
Yes, number six, drivers who are texting or using their phone. Exactly, that is number six. You are also on the board, Allie McKay.
People that don't use their blinker.
Number seven, excellent. Well done. Tie game, Kevin, you're up.
Tailgating.
That is number five.
Boom.
Wow, you guys I'm know in this topic, man. You are in it.
You guys drive.
You guys shocking. Do drive.
Hoes be putting on makeup.
Alex, 400. Right. Let me scroll. I'm not seeing
it. Oh, come
it
on!
How is that not one?
I'm not seeing it in the top 15.
No, how is he putting on makeup?
I don't see those words, no.
Right, but is it women who put on makeup then?
Nope.
Okay, wow.
I'm sorry, I actually do not see that on the list.
Let me put my mascara in the rear view while I'm tailgating and slowing in the fast lane.
I would expect to see that, but I don't. Allie McKay.
What about when someone cuts you off and then they go slower and then you try and go past them and they speed up?
Oh, too many words.
The slow down speed up people.
The slow down speed up people.
You know
that's
them.
One of my pet peeves too, by the way.
I do have drivers who speed up when you want to change lanes.
That's what I just said, yes.
At number 12.
Thank
so I'm
you.
Sorry, that is not in the top 10.
Yes, 12.
All right, I'm going to say, and I think this is different
That's
enough
so
to be a guess. All I'm right. going to say merging without looking.
Cutting you
changing
off.
Lanes. Yeah, but not the speeding up
you
part.
Just the whole reckless
changing
driving
lanes
category
without,
for your guess?
Well, yeah, I assume.
Yes. I kind of,
yes.
You know what, in the interest of time, I'm going to give this to Kevin.
Thank Morris. You.
It is actually drivers who won't let you merge is on the list, but since you said merge, we'll give it to
yes.
you. That was number four in the top 10, things other drivers do.
Oh, boy. So this isn't like pet peeves. This is just bad driving etiquette.
Right.
So I got to change my school of thought here. I will say high beams. People with the high beams on. Ooh, night good. In your eyes. Ow.
High beams is great. That's number 15. Number 15. That's definitely on the list, though. Allie McKay?
What about people that use their windshield wipers and you just got your car washed and you're like, damn, that sucks?
What? Are you out already?
That's a good guess. Although, you know what? There's no one for whom that hasn't happened, where somebody has just splattered your car with water.
And you just got your car washed.
Windshield wipers are for suckers.
That's not true, Dave.
All right, let's go around one more time. Oh, Kevin.
I'm going to use my turn to write down something, to say something that Beer Mug just wrote down. I'm going to take up a valuable spot to tell you guys that Beer Mug just wrote down
you're
texting.
Burn your texting.
He just wrote down texting.
What was my first answer?
We did cover that.
He wrote
that
it
up.
Down 20 seconds ago.
About like
he
was 4 minutes ago.
That was his first answer.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying
oh.
it. Why would Beer Mug write
Beer
texting?
In the room while we're
right.
still playing this game.
Right. So he heard it just like the rest of us.
What's the delay from your side texting. Of the room over to where Muggs lives?
He wrote texting.
You can have a guess. You can take a guess, too, Kevin, if you have one. If you have another one.
People who slow down in the left lane when there's a middle lane to turn, but they slow down in the left
so
lane.
So many words.
And they wait for the oncoming traffic to clear without getting over into the middle.
I don't even know what any of that meant.
I don't know.
You all
said.
Know what it meant. And I'm right. It's number 6, 7?
I don't know what you meant.
9?
I do have cars driving slow for no reason. Is that what you meant?
Sure.
Oh, this game is rigged.
No, that's not.
This is a rigged system.
No, that's not what I meant at all, B.
All right.
These are people that are going to turn, but they stay in the traffic when there's a middle lane that they could be. Okay. Back to you.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'm sorry then. No.
No.
All right, Ralph Graber, your final guess, please.
People who throw debris and or litter out their window while driving.
Oh, good.
That is a good one.
What's the difference between debris and litter?
Any number of things. Litter can be usually a wrapper or a cup or something, but debris could be a cigarette butt, could be an old ratchet wrench. A ladder, a mattress.
Why are they throwing an old ratchet wrench out?
Because they don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Allie McKay, your final guess, please.
You know when you're turning left and nobody pulls out far enough, they just stay right there instead of turning left?
Yes.
Screw those people.
Right?
Oh, I
right?
got a good one now.
Too late.
Shoot.
That has to be top 10.
Was yours drivers who make a left turn across traffic during rush hour with no turn lane? Was
yes.
that you?
No, that's not what she was saying at all.
It's the people that don't pull out. They just stay there, and then the light turns green or red, and they're like, oh, I wasn't far enough out. I hate those people.
I still don't know what you mean.
I do. It's you're sitting behind somebody, and at least two cars should go when it turns yellow and red, but they're sitting so far back, it's just them, and you can't go.
Oh, I see what
you're saying. You need to pull out into the... Yes, you need to pull out.
In a left turn only lane with an arrow?
No, there's no arrow.
No, not with an arrow.
Why isn't there an arrow?
Oh, there's a lot of no arrows. Ralph.
There are.
Maybe Allie, not in your white privilege world.
But in the hood where you live. Allie, it is on the list. It is number 25. People in a turning lane where you can turn on green who refuse to turn even when there's room and time
See,
to turn.
See, F this list right in
the number 25.
This list has a honey.
Wait, Ralph had another guess. What was your guess?
I was going to be the left turn lane with the arrow. People who don't make the turn in the arrow.
What is the final score here, you guys?
Oh, who cares?
7-3.
Whoa!
Ralph won. Allie won.
Kevin!
Whoa! By the way, if you're interested, in some of the others in the top 10 we did not hit. Number 10 is drivers at a four-way intersection who won't go on their turn.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
Number 8, drivers who won't pull over even when tons of cars are backed up behind them on a single lane road.
Oh, those people suck.
Have you guys been in that
sure.
situation?
Yes.
Number 3, two cars driving side by side so no one can pass them.
These are word problems. They're not a list of things.
And number 2
it's a list
is
of word problems.
Two cars who are going in opposite directions, one from Chicago, the other from New York, and each going 80 miles an hour, and the other one reduces speed by 5. Which one will pass the other one first?
That's a legitimate one when you've got two cars that are next to each other and you can't get past
BS.
Them.
Wait, do we have one more?
And the other one is
texting.
is drivers who cut in line on backed up off ramps is number two on the list of things that you most hate while you were driving. This has been B Makes Us Guess, yeah. Thanks a lot for tuning in here on a Tuesday morning. By the way, I hear that we have new Green Day music on Thursday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time.
Yes. Too long.
Okay. That's all. Just wanted to put that out there for folks who, like us, are excited about new Green Day music. Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. ISIS, right?
Right.
Right.
Who's with me?
They are no bueno. I don't want to get political because I know it's easy to turn people off.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our audience is split in what they believe. I'm just come out and say I don't care for them at all.
Oof.
I am no fan
you
of the
sure
ISIS.
You want to go there?
I'm that willing to say take. It, and I'm willing to back it up.
Hot.
And I often have wondered when I see these awful stories, and unfortunately they happen far too frequently in the news, where you see a guy go into a crowded bazaar or something and blow himself up. And I'm thinking, how do they talk one person into being a suicide bomber, yet they seem to be talking dozens of people into doing it every month? How do they do it? Well,
kittens.
Kittens.
They use kittens.
Kittens is one of the things that they are now using. They are trying to soften their image. They're still a terrorist organization. Their goal is still to kill the infidels.
Mm-hmm.
But they are trying to soften their image by attracting new members. And they have recently published a photo of one of their ISIS soldiers cuddling a kitten. They are also using images of honeybees as a new way to lure more people into joining the group. Is that going to work? Doesn't that seem like those things are at odds with one another? Is, hey, come pet a kitten and also kill a bunch of people?
It does seem like it.
It's very weird.
It's weird. They also have, like, little children, like, hugging them. Very happy.
Laughing children, hugging militants, other emotional images. The honeybees, by the way, are being offered as a supposed proof of creation. And I don't know what they're trying to prove there. I know it was unlikely, but we did ask our producer, Dave, if there's any way we could talk to somebody from ISIS. And I believe we do have a spokesperson on the phone. His name is Razul Al-Abdul, and he joins us on K-Rock right now. Mr. Abdul, thank you for coming on.
Hello, how are you? Good to speak with you. Assalamu alaikum.
And to you as well, sir. Where are you right now? Do you mind me asking?
No, not at all. Wait a minute. I see what you're trying to do. You crazy kids. I love you guys.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry I had to kill you.
Well, that's the thing. Why are you? I guess we shouldn't get into the details of why you're trying to kill us, but could you please stop it?
No.
Seems reasonable.
No, I can do that.
Okay.
But come join us. Come join ISIS. This is the softer side of ISIS now.
Now,
pet a kitten, hug a child. Let's all have a good time before we go and kill people.
Okay, but how does that work? Aren't you advertising one thing and then delivering something completely different for people?
We're very happy people, ISIS. We have good times. We hang out. We have ice cream parties.
Do you?
Yeah, we get everybody together, and we have sometimes we'll get together and watch a funny movie like a Road Trip or
Road Trip
or Get Hard. That's Kevin Hart. He makes me laugh so much. So come join us. We're ISIS. Come, we're the softer side of ISIS.
Okay, but the ice cream and the kittens and the Kevin Hart movies, all that part sounds great, but then don't you leave camp and go blow up a train or something?
That's right! Yes, it's crazy, right? We have good times.
It's not good times at all, though.
Well, it is if you're the blower-upper. Not the blow-up-y.
Do you think that the kittens are working?
Oh, very much so. We're getting all kinds of people coming in saying, oh, I saw that cat picture. Sign me up. Get me a cat and a gun.
Oh,
are they saying
ISIS get a cat and a gun?
Okay, be careful! Be careful shooting that around the kittens.
You know what? Really, they're just cats. If you kill a couple cats, who cares? You know?
No!
Look, cats blow. Don't get me wrong. Dogs are great. Cats suck.
Wow.
So look, if a couple cats bite, then what are you going to do, right? That's what I'm saying.
I feel like I'm a little more concerned about maybe the humans that are dying than the cats.
Isn't that crazy how one of you cares about people and the other one cares about cats? You guys are crazy. I love you guys. I'm so sorry I had to kill you.
Nope. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Got to talk dumpster diving just after the top of the hour, by the way. We get into this every couple of years or so, and I feel like we may need to get on board, you guys.
You want to start dumpster diving?
I feel like you're a loser if you're paying for food when you see how great these people are eating that are dumpster diving.
Right. So please do it, Bean.
That'd be a death sentence for Bean, wouldn't it? He would absolutely slip into the dumpster and crack his head open and bleed out, and they'd find his body in a trash dump sometime later.
And the very first time he tries it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're suggesting hire a guy to go dumpster diving for
him. If I were you, that's what I would do, yeah. Okay. So you don't faint and crack some ribs on a dumpster.
We'll discuss, and we want to talk to you if you are a dumpster diver coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. First, though, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
I'm thinking of all the people in show business that I don't want to piss off, that I don't want to get angry at me.
Okay.
And I would have to think Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be at the top of that list.
Well, he does seem to be the most powerful man in Hollywood.
Not only that, he could crush you like a walnut.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He's a beast of a man.
Yeah.
And he could do significant damage, I would think, to you.
Are you talking about Beer Mug mouthing off about how he could take him in a fight?
All right, there was that, of course.
Sure, that was shocking.
That concerned me. But I was stunned by this rant that Dwayne Johnson went on regarding his Fast 8 male co-stars. Now, here's the thing. He doesn't name any names in this post that he put on Facebook and Instagram. So we don't know exactly who he's talking to. But he went on saying it was his final week of shooting Fast and Furious 8. Talks about how the franchise is great, incredible hardworking crew, Universal Studios, female co-stars are always amazing, I love them. And then he goes into this section. My male co-stars, however, are a different story. Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals while others don't. The ones that don't are too chicken-ass to do anything about it anyway. Candy asses. When you watch this movie next April and it seems like I'm not acting in some of these scenes and my blood is legit boiling, you're right.
Oh no.
Dude.
Oh, here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down.
I don't believe it's a race war.
It's going down. Come on.
I don't believe there's anything about race in it. I just think he's angry at some people he was acting with.
I see. Okay.
You think it's Vin?
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
No one knows.
It could be Vin Diesel.
Uh-huh.
Ludacris.
Uh-huh.
Tyrese.
Ooh.
Scott Eastwood. Jason Statham. Lucas Black. Kurt Russell. All in the upcoming Fast 8. So we don't know who he's talking about.
Well, he said no other franchise gets his blood boiling. Like, this was a long-term problem, not just this franchise. So I'm wiping out Scott Eastwood.
Okay, so she's eliminated.
Why are you wiping out Scott Eastwood?
Because he's only in this one, right?
Yeah, but he's talking about blood boiling like he gets amped up for this franchise because of all the great stuff that he does in it.
Oh, see, I didn't get that. There's no other franchise that gets my blood boiling more than this one.
Yeah, but in a good way. When he's talking that first paragraph, it's about a good, incredible, hardworking crew. Universal Studios Entertainment has been great partners. He's talking about in a good way. And then he talks about how he is PO'd at the Chicken S co-stars.
Well,
candy asses. Rudy Poo candy asses. Do you smell what he's cooking? He's like going full WWE in this conversation, so.
At least we know it's not Charlize.
No. He
loves
her.
Ridiculous.
Everybody loves her.
Yeah.
We all do.
Well, that is interesting.
Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know who she is?
No, but I know the show.
Yeah, she's one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I know about Portia Williams.
That's all you need to know, I'm guessing.
But there was a big brouhaha yesterday when she collapsed in a parking lot.
Oh.
She was gasping for air. Multiple people called 911 for emergency help. It turned out she has not. It was a side effect of not eating. Turns out you have to eat.
Huh.
Turns out human beings need to eat.
She wasn't eating
anything?
Yes. She was not eating anything.
Huh.
She was starving herself, I guess, to look good. And she passed out because she was not eating. And I think she's so thin now that the crushing weight of her giant fake boobs collapsed the lung because she didn't have enough strength to fight back. Against her boobs. Stupid. Let them all die. That's what I'm saying. Let all the Real Housewives just take themselves out. Don't call 911. If you see a Real Housewife, just go. Just make that tisk sound and shake your head.
That's a terrible idea.
You look down at them.
You can't do
it. No! You can't. Just look down at them and go. Just the tisk sound and just shake your head.
You can't
slowly.
Just ignore them?
No. Do the slow head shake and the tisk.
Okay.
I'm giving you direct orders.
All right. Okay.
Just done. Why do you look at them as they go?
Boobs too big.
Crushing ribs. Need food.
Should have thought of that before you were a Real Housewife. And then just give him the tisk.
You know, I've never
Watch
seen
him slip away.
A minute of any Real Housewives show. But I've also never heard a story, Ralph, where one of them did something that made me think they were a decent person.
That's right. They never say, and today, a Real Housewife Atlanta saved a burning building full of orphans. You never hear that in the news.
Every time they're in the news,
it's always they punch somebody on a flight, or they lock themselves in the bathroom at the Polo Lounge, or they...
Exactly.
Yeah, or they spread Zika virus by biting people. That was a big one in Rio.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah,
you
know,
that
one either. It's there.
It's weird.
Read a blog. All right. They're awful. Just saying. Just let him go.
He's shaking his head as he does it, too.
That works in every language, too.
It does. They'll get it. And lastly, as we talk about Rio and the Olympics, this is interesting. You know, Gisele Bündchen was in the opening ceremonies of the Rio Olympics. I was so looking forward to her getting mugged. Aww. Right? That was the rumor.
That was the story we heard.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They're going to show the history of Brazil. Like, here is our famous sexy supermodel, Gisele Bündchen. Whoa, she got mugged. Crime is rampant in Rio. And there's like a big dance number they were going to do. But they changed it at the last minute. It would have been awesome if she got mugged. Anyway, she came out walking, doing her last catwalk across, it seemed to be about a mile's worth of
it was a long way.
She's still walking.
Platform there. To the classic Brazilian pop song, Girl from Ipanema. Now, a lot of people apparently had never heard Girl from Ipanema. But were so struck by its catchy melody that it is now... a smash hit all over again.
Wow.
That song's a smash hit.
Wow.
From 1964.
Has to be the most famous song to ever come out of Brazil, right?
I would think.
I don't have that category.
Billboard.com says it was streamed more than 40,000 times immediately after Gisele Bündchen walked across the stage to it. Spotify, it's blowing up. iTunes, everywhere you go. Girl from Ipanema.
Huh.
If you haven't heard it, here's a little taste of Girl from Ipanema.
And tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, each one she passes goes.
Yeah, that's right.
Great effing song.
Bean. It really is. What's wrong with you?
It's a classic.
Oh, it's elevator music at best.
It's great.
Oh, it's death. It's musical death. Next time you see that song, just go. Just shake your head slowly and give it the tisk. Today's celebrity birthday, Sam Elliott, 72 years old today. Melanie Griffith turns 59. Hoda Kotb is 52 years old from the Today Show. Eric Bana turns 48, as does Gillian Anderson. Kevin McKidd is 43, and Andrew Kendrick is 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets for Disneyland Resort, Deluxe Annual Pass, or Park Hopper Passes from the world-famous K-Rock. We've got another chance in minutes. Get your details, and you can win again at krock.com. I'm going to introduce you guys to a young man named William Reed. He is a graduate student in film and electronic media at American University. Kevin, I think you're going to hate this guy.
Okay.
Because he's reasonable and smart and resourceful, yet he's also a dumpster diver, and I think that's a tough combination for you to wrap your head around. But let's find out, how much money do you guess Mr. Reed has spent in the last 2 years buying food? Think about what your food budget is, and then tell me how much Mr. Reed has spent on food in 2 years.
Wow, I don't even know how much money I spend. Do you know how much money you spend, Ellie? On food?
On food? Maybe a couple hundred a month?
Couple hundred a month. So right. for 2 years.
All right. 2 years. What do you think?
About 50 grand.
50 grand is a very reasonable guess. Let's see how close you are.
Since August 20th of 2014, I've only spent $5.50 on food.
Okay.
So you were close.
Wait. $5.50 is how much he has spent on food in the last 2 years.
I don't.
And we'll find out. We'll find out at the end of this clip how that came to be, how he ended up spending anything for food, because he is a dumpster diver. He gets everything out of the dumpster.
What that looks like is I've been surviving off of food waste. There is some exceptions to that, but at the very least, you know, I'm not having to spend money on food. Day-to-day basis, I mean, my life isn't tremendously different than anyone else's. I mean, other people go shopping for their food. You know, I'll go around back and I'll see what's available. And, you know, it's not like I have to go any more often than others. I think people have this idea that there must be a big time commitment, but I go to some dumpsters that are in my neighborhood and 15 minutes, get some food, and I'm out. Just, you know, so it's just like a regular grocery visit.
I've been reading a lot about places in Europe where they're making it illegal for supermarkets to throw away food that's still good. They're trying to work out some sort of a deal where it goes to a food bank where it can then be eaten.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which makes a lot more sense when you think about how much food gets thrown away. But what I don't understand, and we'd love to hear from dumpster divers. We haven't talked to you in a couple of years. If you can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 and tell us how it works.
You did or have done it. Either one.
Yeah.
If you used to do it, fine.
I'd like to know, what about things like milk? Do they just, I mean, do they throw milk out, and don't you have to catch it like within a couple of minutes before it's, you know, before it gets hot? I would think. I mean, I would think some things you couldn't find in a dumpster.
I think that real good dumpster divers are so advanced. They know exactly when that trash is coming out, which days. They have like a schedule of where they're going to go.
What about ice cream? They really got to get
they
on that.
They really have to get there, Kevin.
All right, let's hear more from Mr. Reed.
I think people would be surprised about the level of quality of food that exists. It actually kind of sends me chills. It's not like once in a blue moon you find a lot of food. It's more like more often than not, there's a lot of something in the dumpster.
Does this surprise you guys that it's not hard?
I feel like it.
He needs more energy.
I feel like his standards are pretty low, and he could use a steak.
He could definitely use some protein.
He needs a little protein.
He's not as exciting as you would like.
No.
It sounds like. All right.
As long as you're going regularly, you're going to get that diversity. You're going to build up a pantry that's got a, you know, just as diverse a food supply as anyone else. Now, this is tremendously disturbing when you juxtapose that with the fact that there are a lot of people that are food insecure, or if you juxtapose that with how many well-meaning organizations are providing heavily processed foods to people in need or homeless folks. Meanwhile, there's this a mass abundance of organic, healthy fruits and vegetables that are in the dumpster.
What does food insecure mean?
What does that mean?
I think it means just people who are underfed don't have access to as much food as they want. Huh. It's not dialed in every week. Supermarkets can't be happy with people climbing through their dumpsters, though, I would think. I mean, dumpster diving is legal. I looked into this. It is legal in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But
being just for the sake of science.
Yeah.
Dumpster dive once.
Oh, me?
You want me to do it?
I want you to do it for one meal. Just for one meal.
Why?
Because I think it would enlighten us all.
But wouldn't it enlighten us all if you did it?
Yeah, but...
Oh, I see. You're trying to get me hurt. Let's send Beer Mug to Dumpster Dive. That'd be a cool experiment.
You mean send Beer Mug back to Dumpster Dive? Have you ever done that?
No, I've not gone into it.
Remember, we used to have an intern here that did it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, that's how she ate. Don't you run into some problems, though? This is what I was getting at. It's legal, but aren't you on private property a lot of the times when you're going into somebody's dumpster? I would think that would be
something. I don't know.
Something. Hmm. All right. Before we take a break and we take your phone calls, if you are a dumpster diver or have dumpster dived or know people, have people in your family that have done it, we want to hear how it's working out. 1-800-520-1067.
Is it as easy as this guy says? I can't imagine.
He does make it sound like he spends 15 minutes and he's set. All right. The $5.50. I promised you we'd find out why he ended up spending that exact amount for food. It turns out it was in one day. It's not like this is a thing that he couldn't get and he had to buy it occasionally. It was just one day that he splurged.
I spent the $5.50 on a big bag of Chex Mix. It was like 1,200 calories or something like that, and a protein bar. It wasn't even real food. It's just that I was sort of stranded in a situation, and I needed something to eat and really didn't have any options. I was weak.
So there you go. That was one day he decided, well, I guess I'll buy food.
That guy's a loser, right?
Well, I don't know that he's a loser. Look, he's not living how we live, but he's saving a ton of money, and he seems like he's doing fine. He seems like he's healthy and happy. He seems like he enjoys it, and he feels like he's doing a good thing for the universe by not letting more food go to waste. So, I mean, it's kind of – look, it's not for me, but it's kind of hard to hate on this guy.
Oh, absolutely. Anyone that hates on him is an idiot.
Like,
let him live.
You know?
He's hurting us with his lack of energy. I know that.
He's not really charismatic.
I feel like I need a cup of coffee right now.
He's not the most dynamic spokesperson for the cause. So 1-800-520-1067. Manuel on line one, you hang on. We'll get to you first, and we'll take everyone else's calls, too, when we return right after this on K-Rock. Anthony writes in on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. He was a janitor in several schools. He says every place he's ever worked throws out at least half a dumpster of food that hasn't been touched every single day.
Wow.
That's a lot of food in the dumpster. Beer Mug, you're going to eat so well once you start doing this.
Yeah.
Talking about dumpster diving on the Kevin and Bean Show, let's start with Manuel. He's on line one. He's in Los Angeles. He's going to give us some tips. He's done it.
Hey, Manuel.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for calling.
I worked for a 7-Eleven, and all that food that they have, after 4 hours, they have to get rid of it. And when they used to send me out to throw out the trash, there was a guy right there waiting. He already knew that that's the time we would throw out the
trash. Is that right?
Yeah. So he was eating the pizza and the chicken wings and whatever you've got under those hot plates that you'd have to throw out.
The other, I also worked for a famous Mediterranean place, you know, where they do rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. They throw that chicken out by the tons, just because of health issues. They don't want people to get sick, or they're only supposed to have it cooking at a certain time.
And a lot of places, I understand, like McDonald's, they have a certain time at which the hamburgers have to go or whatever, the fries. I mean, it seems like every restaurant has that time that they come up against where at some point they've got to get rid of it.
Right. So, I mean, if that guy hasn't gotten sick, he's lucky. But, you know, there's a lot of food that just gets wasted. Instead of donating it, and then I asked him one day, can I just give it to the guy instead of throwing it in the trash? They said no, because if they get sick, we can get sued.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense.
If they want to take it out of the trash, they can.
All right, man. Thank you for the call, man. Well, we really appreciate it. Let's try Isaac, Ontario. He's up next, line two.
Hey, Isaac.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. You're a dumpster diver?
No, I wasn't a dumpster diver, but I was doing a job in Vaughn's over off of National on the 10 freeway. And I was doing some work there, and I noticed that they push out by the cart pools, donuts, pastries, and muffins. Some cheese products and meat products, and what they do is they push it out on the side of their store, and they leave it there, and it sits a couple hours before anybody comes through. So the homeless, they'll come through and they'll pick through it. And shoot, I fed my family for a week. I fed me and my crew for a week. I didn't buy no lunch that whole week.
This is too good.
Sandwiches. They had yogurts out there in the morning. They would throw some yogurts out. Orange juice. You know, if it says used by, best if used by date. And they'll get it off their shelf because they're Vaughn's. You know, they got a reputation to keep up.
Right.
They'll throw it out in the carts, and they'll bring it out by the carts full. I remember I drank a gallon of orange juice in one day.
Mom, congratulations.
Because it was free. Why not?
Yeah, doesn't free, this... why not? I mean, the food bank, they don't come and get it till like late afternoon. I'm not going to let it sit there and spoil. I'm going to eat it.
Doesn't this make you guys feel bad about how much we're wasting?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, honestly.
You know what? You know what? I'm only a single family. It's just me, my wife, and my son, but I don't let no food go to waste. My son has to eat every drop of food on his plate. If he doesn't want it, don't put it on your plate. But I don't like wasting food.
Do you try the, don't you know there are starving people in India? Do you give him that line?
Oh, I give him that line. He says, well, what about people here in America? I said, well, why don't you eat your food?
All right. Isaac, sounds like fun. Thanks for calling. Let's try Lily, Los Angeles. Lily dumpster dived back in college. How is that, Lily?
Hi, good morning. So we started in college just because we watched this documentary, and a group of students up in Berkeley has been doing that, or dumpster diving, just to cook for homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing this down here in L.A., and it was a very eye-opening experience. I actually never collected food for myself or my family, but so much goes to waste.
So you took that food, and then you fed homeless people?
Yeah, so we would take it to the LA Mission, and so the rule is that you have to cook it after you pick it up. You have to cook it that same day, and people have to eat it. So, of course, food would run out. So basically, we would just collect produce. A lot of it is organic certified, and it would be in, like, these little boxes and packaged, you know, as you would see it at the store.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like they throw everything in the same dumpster, like dairy and meat. They usually separate it. So it's kind of easy if you know what you're looking for. We would basically... fruits and vegetables, because that tends to be the most expensive.
You know, it's so funny you should bring up the fruits and vegetables, because I just saw a story a couple weeks ago. I think it was Walmart that is finally going to change their policy where they don't put out food that doesn't look good. In other words, if they have an apple and it's got a bruise on it or something like that, they wouldn't sell it, even though it's perfectly good. And now they're going to start doing that instead of throwing that stuff away that just doesn't have the photo appeal on the shelf.
Yeah, and the thing is with organic stuff, it tends to bruise much easier because it doesn't have all those nasty chemicals that it inject in all of the other fruit that quote-unquote looks nice. So, I mean, there's so much. It was a very eye-opening experience, and I think, like you mentioned, we should be sickened by how much food we waste, and so many people are in need.
Yeah, that was very cool of you to help all those people out, Lily. Thanks so much for calling. I
feel like
it.
Lily is way too good of a person to listen to this show.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You need to pick another show. I'm sorry.
Make some better choices, Lily.
You're a good person. Congratulations to Richard Medina from Inglewood. Just won 2 park hopper passes for Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure.
Nice.
Your chance to win coming up.
I have trouble saying park hopper also, by the way. Very tough. Good. Very difficult words to put together for some reason. I don't know why that is. Park hop, park hop, park hop. Hey, Kevin, you were out yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was very sad because we had a monkey story. And I know you love monkey stories.
I do. I need a monkey.
We talked about this yesterday. This is a 15th century estate in Britain built by the Martin family. For some reason, they had a pet ape. Now, I know apes and monkeys are not the same, but in this newspaper article from Britain, they are used interchangeably.
Okay.
So I don't know what it actually was, but they had an ape, and apparently they were really into having this pet monkey. In fact, the family crest even featured an excited monkey sitting on a tree stump.
Now, define excited.
Well, huh. It's funny you should ask.
Right?
Because the reason this house is in the news is because apparently it is just full of ghosts, and one of the ghosts is a masturbating monkey. So maybe that's why the crest featured an excited monkey. So people go to this house to get married, for instance, or to stay for the weekend, and they're all hoping to see the masturbating monkey ghost that roams the halls of the house.
People even go to get married there because they want that in their pictures.
That's what they're hoping. Well,
who doesn't?
Right?
As the article says, that they hope that the pervy primate will appear in the background of their photographs.
They're standing there waiting. Come on. Is he there? Is he there? Is he behind me? Is he there? Is he there? Is he touching it?
So we talked about this yesterday, and we all had a laugh. And then I found out that we could get somebody from the estate on the phone. So apparently Dave has lined up the number for the Athelham Hampton Hall in Dorset, near Dorchester, in the United Kingdom, and I believe we are connected with them now. Hello, can you hear us? Hello. Oh, wow. Hi, it's Kevin and Bean calling from K-Rock Radio in Los Angeles. We had an interview set up with somebody from the house.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. Who is this, please? Who are we speaking with?
This is Clive.
Hey, Clive.
Hi, Clive. You work there at the...
Boo.
You work there at the house?
No, I don't work here. I live here.
Oh, you live
there?
I
feel like he's making ape sounds.
Boo. I'm an ape. I'm scary.
You're the ghost monkey that lives in the mansion.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're answering the phone.
Boo. I'm scary.
You don't sound super scary just right now talking to you on the phone, Clive.
I'm very scary.
Are you?
Would you like to book your wedding here?
Well...
How many people book their weddings there?
Lots of people, but we've got room for more. We've got some dates open if you'd like to put down a deposit. Ooh, I'm a scary ape. And I masturbate.
Why do you do that?
Because... I can.
Okay.
Right?
There's no other answer than that.
There really isn't.
Okay.
No. I just like to peel the banana once in a while.
That's sure. All.
I see.
I mean, it gets lonely being a scary ape in this haunted manor where you should come and spend your dollars. Ooh, I'm scary ape. Ooh.
I'm starting to feel like...
I'm itching on my hair, my ape hair. I'm like monkeys do.
Clive, are you really an ape?
Ooh, isn't this evidence enough?
I mean, it sounds like somebody doing a terrible impression of an ape.
No, it's not. I'm in this place is haunted. It's crazy haunted, yo.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And everybody should come and spend your tourist dollars here.
You're very worried about our dollars.
Yeah.
Well, bananas don't grow on trees, you know.
Well, right. They actually do, I think.
Oh, that's true. But then you're going to pay for them anyway.
Right.
Then look at Tesco. Ooh, boo.
So you're a guy pretending to be a masturbating ape.
This place is haunted and all the stories are true. You should book your wedding here.
Doesn't sound like it.
All right, 20% off on your wedding.
We didn't actually call because any of us are interested in a wedding.
Oh,
look at that. I got a monkey boner. Everybody take a picture of the scary monkey ghost. Woo!
What is that? Is that supposed to sound like a monkey?
I'm a ghost monkey.
Right?
Okay. All right.
And everybody, we have rooms available.
Right.
Here for you to rent.
Right.
And endorse it.
I believe we've heard enough. I think we figured out what's going on here, Clyde, if that really is your name.
It's Clyde.
Yeah,
it
was
Clyde.
Clyde
was a monkey from any which way but loose. Completely different monkeys.
How do you know that?
Well, I'm a big... I'm a ghost monkey who likes movies. Look, just come here, will you? We need the business.
Okay. All right,
got it.
We'll be right there.
It looks like you might be one of us.
What's that noise in there? That noise is in that song.
Oh, I see.
It's cool.
Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday morning. Kevin, you saw Suicide Squad.
I did.
Weekend, and you loved it.
I did love it.
It's so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Rob was saying the same thing yesterday, how much fun he had at the movie. Well, we're very excited to say Diablo is in the next room. We're going to have actor Jay Hernandez stepping on in here right after the top of the hour.
El Diablo.
Anyway, that'll be fun. Jay Hernandez, Craig Robinson in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
He's a rare villain who doesn't want to be a villain.
Yeah. I was surprised.
He's trying
to
do the right thing, man. Deadshot's all up in his face, yo. What's up with that? How surprised were you that Will Smith is charming as F in that movie?
Was really great.
Really great.
Yes.
Yes.
That was one of my concerns going in.
It was like, will he show off the balance of the entire cast by being Will Smith?
He's too big a star.
He's too big. Will it throw off the ensemble by having him be present? And
he was
great.
Margot
Robbie, terrific.
She was great.
Jay was amazing. Just the whole cast, I thought was great. So we'll talk more about that.
Ike Barinholtz was great.
He was. He's a weasel. He's a little weasel. Speaking of comic book movies, Warner Brothers has announced they are putting Man of Steel 2 into active development. But he's dead. How can they make another Superman movie? He's dead. But he died.
In Batman v Superman.
what a nerd alert.
What is that all about?
How do you think they're going to do it? No surprise that Man of Steel will be coming back to life.
Mm.
I'm guessing in Justice League, and then he will go off and have his own sequel.
I'm sorry, I don't speak geek.
A lot of people were concerned because no one's been talking about this. Will Superman have another solo film? And so, according to TheWrap.com, sources at Warner Brothers who are close to the project say it's a top priority for the studio. And getting the character right for audiences is of tantamount importance.
I assume Superman will always exist.
Yeah, look, he's died in the comics about three times.
Yeah.
And it's a thing they do where they kill off a superhero and then bring him back. But even at the end of Batman v Superman, remember the dirt was like... Remember?
I don't remember.
In his grave! It was rising up, powers and whatnot.
Right.
You don't know, man.
I do.
Well, we're talking about Margot Robbie, right?
Right.
Let's play a little game called Ralph Makes Us Guess.
Okay.
All right. Interesting list here of, it's very popular now. They're saying it's almost single-handedly saving the porn industry is the porn parodies.
Sure.
Superhero porn parodies. And they just released a list of Pornhub's most popular porn parody superhero search. When people go to watch their superhero porn, what characters are they searching for in the search engine to get maximum bonage?
Squirrel Girl.
Not in the top 10. Stop
you didn't
saying
even look.
That. Stop
you
saying
didn't even
that
look.
Answer for every time we talk about superheroes.
At least
Allie.
Check and see if it's in the top 10. You
just
don't know.
Stop. Just stop.
Iron Man.
Oh.
He'd be a good superhero, wouldn't he? Let me see what we got here. No, sorry. No Iron
the Man of Steel.
Superman is...
You have a dumb list.
No. Superman is fifth.
Okay.
Superman is fifth.
I'm going to say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Bean, you'll be happy to know, is fourth.
Thinking about him, you know, slinging those webs and whatnot.
We get it.
The Hulk.
The Hulk. Is number 10. Ooh, just got in. Just got in.
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, number one. There you go. That's the one everybody wants to see.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, not in the top 10.
What?
That's outrageous.
By the way, not in the top 20.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What a...
That's no.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Yep.
I think it's yes.
Kevin, your guess?
I'm out. We already had number one.
Harley Quinn's number one. Yeah. Right. Oh, do we just stop playing the game once we get number one?
I thought we were still picking.
Is that how you how do you play your game?
That's how I play games.
We're not playing your game now. Okay. We're playing my game.
All right. I got another guess if you don't have one.
We got fourth. We got Spider-Man at 4. Okay. We got Superman at 5.
Batman.
Batman, number 2. Batman, number 2.
I know my porn.
Who sent you for Batman porn?
Well,
just you, Ralph.
Robin.
Robin? Yeah, I guess maybe.
Just you.
Batman was 2. So we got Harley Quinn at number 1, Batman at number 2. We still need 3.
Captain America.
3rd.
Ooh, good one.
Captain America's 3rd.
I mean.
How about Thor?
Thor,
not
in the top 10.
What is that hammer? Come on.
Being you do not know masturbation or superheroes. That's
apparently
what I'm learning from this.
All right, I'm dropping out then.
Magneto.
All right, now you're just being silly.
Matter Eater Lad.
Oh, he'd be great, wouldn't he? Come right.
Ant-Man.
Oh, Ant-Man would be useful, too. Go places no other man could go.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the rest of them. Deadpool at number 6.
Deadpool.
Black Widow. Black Widow at number 7.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
The Joker.
What?
The Joker at number 8.
Nothing sexy about the Joker.
Odd. Or is there? Right?
No.
I'm sorry.
Wrong.
We mentioned Hulk was 10th. And at number 9, She-Hulk.
Oh, okay.
She-Hulk. Okay. A lot of guys want to bone a giant green muscular woman.
Okay.
Don't we all? Don't we want to have just a giant green muscular woman just take us?
I don't
take me. Take the responsibility off my shoulders, She-Hulk. You do all the work.
I don't feel like we need that.
It's She-Hulk time.
So those are your top 10 most searched for superhero porn.
We should have let Roland play. He would have nailed
that game.
Known them all.
You don't know, man. He's the best at that. How much? Who looks at superhero porn more than Roland?
Seriously, right?
That's all he looks at. Yeah. I'm just debating. Do you think a lot of that is gay?
Because
there's a lot of gay porn parodies as well with featuring superheroes. I think maybe the muscular men in spandex probably has a certain appeal for the gay crowd as well. But I think there's also a lot of hetero guys who just like to see their favorite heroes getting it done, as it were. So I would be curious to know how it breaks down. But by the way, 18 to 24, that demographic is accounts for 74% of that porn search for superheroes. Because that's right in their wheelhouse. Today's celebrity birthdays. Anna Kendrick is 31 years old today. Kevin McKidd turns 43. Gillian Anderson of X-Files fame turns 48, as does Australian actor-comic Eric Bana. He was a superhero, too.
He was the Hulk.
He was, 48 years old. Hoda Kotb from the Today Show is 52. Melanie Griffith is 59. And actor Sam Elliott, one of my favorites.
Oh, remember Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah, go out there and get him. I'll teach you how to do it.
Was something he could have said in that movie, but probably didn't.
Hey, Ralph.
What?
Can I throw in an extra birthday this hour?
Sure.
I feel like you've stopped the show, so to move on.
I feel at this point, really, I couldn't stop you.
Right.
You've sort of carved a big gaping hole in this segment for yourself.
I just want our little friend Casey, Finger on the Button Girl, celebrating her birthday today. I just want to wish her a happy birthday.
Finger on the Button Girl, 3rd most ranked porn search
of all the people on this show, she has literally the worst job because she has to hear every minute of the show.
She does.
She can't, like, dip out here.
You can't do that.
What?
You said the F word.
I thought we were talking about how bad a birthday you make her work. Come on.
Now she's got to touch her button. Then she has to be fingering the button girl.
Happy birthday, Casey.
Happy birthday, Casey.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, this guy's ugly, right?
No, it's very sad.
Jesus, what's that like? What must that be like? You wake up in the morning and go, this is what I got. Wow. Hey, Jay Hernandez.
Oh, do you know?
Oh, his headphones aren't on. He didn't hear any of that.
Oh, he didn't hear any of it.
Oh, it's too bad.
Let's turn those
Bean
up.
Was just basically saying you're the hottest man he's ever seen.
That's oh, true.
Wait, I'm not sure I said it in those terms.
Nah, that's how I heard it.
Back at you. I thought you were just laughing like a...
Like a crazy
like
person.
A crazy person?
Yeah.
So why is that guy laughing?
What is wrong with him?
Jay Hernandez is What's in up? Two of the movies in the top, like, three this
yeah,
weekend, I
think.
Yeah,
I got two of them, man.
It's crazy. You were in Bad Moms, of course, where if I know anything about that movie, I think you'd do it with Mila Kunis, if I remember correctly.
We make the sexy.
You do make the sexy. And, of course, you are Diablo in Suicide Squad. So that's welcome, right. sir, to the Kevin Beach Rock Hero.
Thank you very much.
Is it Diablo or is it El Diablo?
El Diablo.
Because it's El Diablo in the movie, right?
It's El Diablo.
Okay.
But, you know.
But people write it down differently.
Diablo? I don't know. Call
Low? Okay. People calling you Low?
Yeah, what's up, Low?
Hey, okay. Low.
So, Jay, this is even for a guy like you who's been acting for a long, long time, you know, 15 years or whatever. This is a dream come true. This weekend is like it seems like it must be feel like the culmination of a lot of hard work.
Well, you know, there's ebbs and flows to this career. It's it takes time to get somewhere, and sometimes you have good years, and sometimes you have bad years, and this happens to be a really good year.
Suicide Squad. Yeah. Did you have any idea what you were signing up for? How crazy that movie was going to be? How anticipated that movie was going to be? I mean, did you know how supercharged this whole experience would be when you said yes?
I did not. You know, it's you're kind of insulated. You're in this like bubble and doing your thing and working and shooting, and it's pretty, you know, it's tiring. We shot for like 7 months in Toronto, in Canada.
Wow.
And it was cold and you know, it was torture in many ways. And you just kind of like, you know, you go away and then things start coming out. Like the trailer started. We teased a trailer at Comic-Con and people were really
going crazy.
Like in a way that I had never seen before. I felt like, you know, for the first time, I know what it feels like to be a rock star. You know what I mean? Because they were just going wild over it. So it's cool, you know, because I had been waiting for people to see the movie. Just like I'd been waiting to see it, I had been waiting for the audience to check it out.
When did you shoot it?
It was 2015. Yeah.
2015.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It takes a while, man. That VFX and all that. The editing process, the post-production process takes a long time.
How long did it take you to get the tats?
It was a 5-hour process.
Every day?
Every single day.
Whoa.
We got it down
His
to like...
His entire head is covered in tats, and yeah, I was like, oh yeah. My God,
I
face,
feel like
everything.
You should have just gotten it done permanently. Saved you some time.
It's, face tattoos are never a good idea. ask Tyson.
Five hours in one day.
5 hours. Yeah, wow. But, you know, we got it down to like 3 hours sometimes because it depends on how much I would have to show.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it was 5 hours on and then like a good 40 minutes taking it off. And that's not even counting like...
Did you take it off every night?
Yeah, I had
to. Even if you're going to shoot the next day?
I had to. Like it wouldn't
Look at his skin. It's perfect skin.
Yeah,
well, okay.
I don't want to mess with that, Kevin.
I wasn't looking at that. I'm just saying.
Jay,
seems like a lot of extra work.
What do you do in the chair for 5 hours while they're putting it on? I hope you learned at least one other language.
No. It was... I had to, you know, hold positions. It was, you know, some strange form of torture. I had to sort of get up and manipulate my body so they can apply the tattoos, you know, wherever they needed to be.
Did you know you were going to look that scary when you took the role?
No, I had no idea. You know what's funny is...
Did you know anything about this role?
I knew zero.
Did you read the script?
I actually thought it was for a Marvel movie. No, the thing is none of us knew what the script was. Like, we didn't have a script. Margo... Oh, okay. Will, Joel, Jai, myself, nobody read the script before we signed on. So we signed on to a movie that we really had no idea what it was.
Are you hesitant to do that?
Hell no. It was
not
like
when it's
David
Suicide
Ayer.
Squad.
It was DC. It was Suicide Squad. I mean, the cast they assembled was just crazy.
Incredible.
Talented, you know?
Yeah.
So I knew that it was going to be something special. But the thing is I didn't know what my character was going to be. So I'm like, dude, all right, Mexican guy. So he's going to die in the first like 5 minutes.
So there was no audition.
I thought it was like a black guy in a horror movie. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I'm the first one to go.
I'll take the job, but it's going to suck when I get killed immediately.
So there was no audition or there was?
There was an audition. Yeah, I had to read for David, and I had met him before,
right?
And he's Training Day guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's Training right. Day and End of Watch and Fury. I mean, the guy's like an amazing filmmaker, an amazing writer. So I knew that, you know, he's kind of the real deal. Went in there and I, you know, I kicked ass. I thought I did really good and walked out not knowing what was going to happen. Then I get a call, like a random call on Sunday. And I answer it. Normally, I don't answer numbers I don't recognize. Right. But I knew I had just, you know, I had a feeling.
Well, you did just audition for a movie.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it was a sudden, like the business shuts down on the weekend.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
I mean?
Right.
So I get the call and it's David. He's like, hey, Jay. Like, yeah, what's up, dude? Want to do a movie?
Yes.
Wow. It was the strangest, like, you know, if you spend any time with him, you get to know he's kind of an interesting dude.
How many other people had already signed on at that point? I mean, did you have Jared Leto? Did you have Will Smith? Did you have Margot Robbie?
I think Will was on, Margot was on, and Jared, I think.
Nice.
I don't think Joel was. I don't think Viola was. I'm not sure. But, yeah, there were a couple people that I already knew that,
that's
you know.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's plenty. This is the voice of actor Jay Hernandez here on the Kevin DeBean Show. We're talking about his role as El Diablo in Suicide Squad. I wanted to ask you this, Jay, because so many characters in this movie are really far out. There are a lot of choices being made with the way these characters are being played. Did you guys, was it tough for David to manage that on the set when people are encouraged to go crazy? Like, I imagine a lot of this stuff had to be shot multiple times because you didn't know what the tone was going to end up being at the end until you started editing it together.
No, I mean, I think we understood what the tone was going to be because we spent a lot of time rehearsing all these scenes. And for David and everybody on set, I mean, in some ways it was like wrangling cats, you know, I suppose.
Yeah, especially with so many people.
Yeah, there's so many people. I mean, it's a massive undertaking. If you saw – and I hear like people talking about the CGI and there's so much CGI. There's really not. You
really?
Know, Killer Croc, the guy who looks like a crocodile.
Say his name.
Killer Croc.
No, his real
name.
Adewale.
Uh-huh. I'm not
going
to say the full thing. I'll say AAA.
Because we can't say it either. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough one. AAA. But, you know, he sat in the makeup chair for 5 hours himself putting that – it was like layers of prosthetics on. So it was a lot of practical things, you know. When things were blowing up, they were actually blowing up when we were shooting.
That's pretty cool.
It was like, yeah, it was like being there.
Is there a lot of pressure? Knowing how many people are doing so many different things at once, like, are you the one that
at times
makes
yeah,
a call
at
cut?
Times,
and they all look at you and go, "Come on!"
No, never. I'm never that dude.
Okay, good.
But at times, you are the sort of central figure for the moment. So,
right?
Yeah. In a way, you know, you have like 300 people around you, hoping you don't screw stuff up.
Yeah,
yeah.
It seems like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You know, you kind of once you get in the swing of things, you're just kind of in it. You know, it doesn't take much. Well, I wouldn't say it doesn't take much effort, but you kind of just get into a flow, you know?
Jay Hernandez is in the studio. He is El Diablo in Suicide Squad. We'll take a break, and we will come right back.
Very talented actor Jay Hernandez in studio with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about, among other things, Suicide Squad in theaters right now. But I will tell you that the acclaim when you walked into the room from the Hangtime fans in here
really blew
me away.
Yeah.
Like, I apologize, Jay. I missed out on the Hangtime years, man.
Yeah, it was only the best.
You missed out on a lot, man. Yeah. You really did.
Is it too late to go back and catch up on
some,
the Hangtime
some life
years?
Lessons, you know?
Yeah. A lot of life lessons.
Saturday morning TV. You know?
Yeah.
What do you get recognized the most for, Jay? Because you've done so many different things over the years.
A lot of Crazy Beautiful.
That was mm-hmm. a great movie.
And Hostel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those.
I assume you don't get a lot of El Diablo because you look entirely, not entirely different, but.
You know, it was funny when I went to Comic-Con, everyone was trying to figure out who I was because I was obviously with the Suicide Squad.
So they saw you and they were like,
that's the guy from Hostel or that's the guy from. Like, they didn't connect that I was
in the movie.
You know, Suicide Squad because I look so different, but. I'm okay with that. That means, you know, when I'm eating dinner somewhere, I'm not going to get, you know, pounded.
No, especially the way you looked in the movie, for God's sakes. Yeah. Now, Allie was asking during the commercials about how you got discovered. You want to ask that again, Allie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I know you're a local guy. You're from San Gabriel.
Yeah.
And you were in an elevator and someone spotted you.
Yeah, I was with my parents and this dude walked in and I honestly thought he was like picking up on me. And, you know,
right.
It was close to West Hollywood. And
yeah,
are,
sure.
You know, it was what it was.
What did he say specifically?
He said, "You have a great look. Here's
I
my
could make
card.
You a star.
Give me a call. Like exactly.
Wow.
It was like, I can make you a star. I totally, you know, kind of.
You were with your parents?
I just didn't buy it. Yeah.
Did either
yeah.
of them
my,
well, say
my,
anything?
My dad was like kind of freaked out by it. He's, beat he's
it,
very
man.
Macho kind of a dude. So,
right.
Yeah. He didn't.
And how old are you at this point, Jay?
I was like 18, I think.
Go on.
Yeah, I was.
Bean.
Bean just wanted to make sure you were of age.
I was street legal.
So, had you not done any acting before then?
No.
This is really?
Zero. No, and it's funny because, all right, so the deal was this is why I didn't turn it down. He's like, I'll pay for everything, pay for you to go to acting classes, get headshots, I'll get you an agent.
What?
And you don't have to pay me anything back until you start making money.
That sounds like, too good to be true.
Yeah, this
what?
Is not
he
a real
wrote
Hollywood
a
story.
Contract, and I was like, this is kind of a no-lose situation.
Yeah.
So, all right, so I did it for a little while. I was horrific. Didn't book anything. I'm like 3 years deep with maybe like two crappy jobs. And I pull up. I'm with him in the car. I pull over, and I'm like, dude, I can't do this anymore. I'm wasting your money. Long story short, 2 weeks later, I book Crazy Beautiful, and it's like, you know.
Oh, wow.
Thank God you cut him loose, right?
Right? Then I
no,
fired
no,
him.
You know what happened, right? So here's the sad twist. Here's the sad
oh,
twist.
Oh, no.
He had been 5 years in recovery, right? So he was an addict, cleaned up his life, found me, got me in this movie, this like kind of my big break. Wow. So he's sober. I'm in New York doing press for Crazy Beautiful, and he passed away like at 2 a.m.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
wait,
a terrible wait, story, Jay.
Wait, wait,
wow.
Way
wow.
to bring take down the down. Morning show.
We were all having fun like 30 seconds ago.
Now let's go cry. Let's go
watch fun times,
cry.
Jay.
Remember when that guy was hitting on you?
Yeah. Now, Jay, let me ask you this about that. Did he have a whole bunch of guys like you that he was fronting? Was he just playing a numbers game, or was it just you?
No, I was the first one because he used to do like promote rock concerts in Detroit or something like that, and then he got into management, and he had a couple of clients, but nobody really worked. You know, it was I was the guy he focused on the most, and I was the guy who ended up like, you know, doing stuff.
What would you be doing if you were not in the elevator at that point? What would you be doing now?
I have no idea. There's things I'm interested in, you know, art, architecture.
He wouldn't be sitting
in
a makeup chair for five hours a day, I'll tell you that.
Right?
I probably wouldn't be doing that.
That wouldn't happen.
Wow. He wouldn't be responsible for the death of a nice man, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
he'd gone in a different direction. I read, Jay, and maybe I misunderstood, but it wasn't that long ago that you also started, or at least dabbling in selling real estate?
Well, no, I wasn't, you know... It was just something that I did kind of on the side to keep myself busy a little bit. I didn't sell real estate. I bought, you know, houses. And
oh, you were flipping?
Like,
oh,
flipping.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
But it was more it came out of a love for architecture.
Came out of having too goddamn much money. Is what it came out of. I got to do something with all this cash. Buy me another house.
I buy houses to put money inside them. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know where to store
right.
it anymore.
Sure.
The problem is it's in pesos, so, you know.
So what's the dream job for you?
Because
you're gonna be hearing from a lot of people now as a result of these movies that are in theaters now. What do you want to do? Like, is there some sort of career path you aspire to, or some role you've always wanted to play? Or,
I mean, there's a lot of things,
type of role.
A lot of things I'd like to play. One thing I'd like to do eventually is direct.
Lot of actors have that bug too.
Yes, you know, essentially, there's a certain freedom with, like, if you write or produce or direct, there's a certain freedom that you have being, you know, behind the cameras as opposed to in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
In front of it, you know, I have a certain range of things that I can do. Behind, I can do anything. So that is, you know, there's an appeal there for that.
And how do you start that process?
I produced the movie already.
Oh, you already
so,
did.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing that. I've written some things, and I think it's just a matter of finding something that I'm passionate enough about to, you know, get it off the ground.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Get something off the ground,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really is. Man. I mean,
Jay Hernandez is here. I have one final question that I have to ask you.
Yeah.
True or false, you are in the Eli Roth Thanksgiving trailer?
I am.
Yeah. What the actual F, Jay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's
the movie?
I'm actually sitting down with Eli tomorrow.
Well, okay. We've got some things that you need to say to
him. He came in how long ago?
Years.
2 years ago, maybe?
At least.
And we said, we don't care about anything as long as you make...
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you.
he promised us he would, and every time we talk to him since then, he's like, guys, I just haven't made the time, but it's going to happen at some point. He still is propagating the lie that Thanksgiving will happen.
What
do you know?
I've heard that it was sort of in motion. I don't know to what extent it was.
Well, you're sitting down with him. Yeah, what is this regarding?
This is about something else.
Wow. What is it? Yeah.
Some other thing that he's directed.
It doesn't matter. Here's what we want to happen. We want you to say Thanksgiving.
I'll tell him to drop everything.
Tell him Kevin Bean said Thanksgiving, mother effer.
And that's a quote, Jay.
Right. Yeah, I'll take it.
In your opinion, Jay, is it possible that this trailer is all the Thanksgiving that we really want? Do you think this idea sustains itself as a film? Because I think it does.
Oh, I
what do you think?
I think it does. I mean, it's like campy horror, right?
Darkly, all will be carved.
We're obsessed with it. We're just obsessed with it.
I'm going to pitch him, I'm like, I want to play the dark meat, basically.
Good. Yeah. All right. When you see him, you're going to say, Kevin and Bean say what, Jay? What's the quote?
Thanksgiving,
learn your lines.
Thanksgiving mother effer.
Oh,
all right?
Thanksgiving mother effer. Yeah,
that's the quote.
See, right, I didn't know if I could say the full word.
Well, you can't. But we just want to make sure you have the message.
Thanksgiving mother effer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the message from Kevin and Bean to Eli Roth tomorrow. Okay.
Right on.
All right, Jay, you're a delightful young man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming and congratulations on all your success. You certainly have earned it. We look for great things in the future. Thanks for coming by.
Cool. See you guys.
How many days till Election Day 2016 now? What are we down to? It's 90, maybe 90
something? We have about 4 years left.
We're getting close though, right?
I think.
It's early November.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're getting into the point of the campaign where it is being suggested that neither person is fit for office because of their age. Donald Trump is 70, by the way, if I remember correctly. And I think Hillary Clinton is 68, I want to say. And
aren't most presidents closer
about
to that
age?
Yeah.
Yes. Except for Barack Obama, who was 20 when he was elected, which was a real shock to a lot of people.
He's 55 now, which is odd.
I will tell you that Alex Jones, who, as you know, is our crazy Infowars.com guy, he's been all in on Trump for a long time, and he is really going after Hillary as being too sick or something's wrong with her.
Really?
Yeah. There was a photo the other day of her being helped up the stairs, he said, in her Chappaquiddick home, and people are saying, you know what? Be careful. You vote for this lady. She's probably not going to live. Here's a little bit of what Alex said about Secretary Clinton. And here it comes.
Now we've got Hillary basically falling down, having to be helped upstairs. Look, I don't hype stuff, okay?
No.
I've got plenty of real stuff to cover. I'm not saying she looks like a lunatic on the campaign trail because I want to act like she's got a problem. They're saying Trump's got mental problems. They're saying he's got health problems. They're saying his wife's a prostitute, an illegal alien, all this crap. The point is Hillary looks like a dying woman, and now DrudgeReport.com, we can put it up, because he has the big double photo, the panoramic, with her basically falling down, having to be held up. This just broke. We're going to put it up on Infowars.com as well. But, I mean, what's really going on, Roger? She looks like she's in bad shape. She's got holes in her tongue.
What?
She looks like she's got, Down syndrome whenever she's out there with the balloons falling, like she's a three-year-old with a lobotomy. What's going on with Hillary?
Wait, hold on a sec.
Wow.
She looks like a three-year-old with a lobotomy?
She was excited about balloons. I get excited about balloons.
But she has holes in her tongue?
Holes in her tongue?
What the hell? Alex Jones from Infowars.com joins us back again on the Kevin Beach Show. What are you talking about, Alex?
Of course she has holes in her tongue. Just look at her tongue. There are holes in it.
But what do you mean? What does that even mean?
She's like a three-year-old idiot who's been lobotomized, who has Down syndrome and Parkinson's with a spina bifida mixer.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah, right? That's why she can't be president. She is not healthy enough to become president of the United States.
Okay, I feel like you're just making that up based on photos at bad angles. There's no suggestion whatsoever that her health has deteriorated.
Fact that she's dying.
Where do you get
that?
For a corpse, that's on you.
Where do you get that info from?
If you would like a corpse to leave this country, then that is not my America, okay?
I'm not.
Maybe you're a communist who believes that dead people should roam the earth like the Walking Dead and just run our government. Maybe that's how you see things, but I would like a living person to be the president of the United States.
All right, look, she seems to be in reasonably good health for a person
of
her age.
Woman. Yes, it's amazing that she is still able to operate her muscles and her skeletal system with her death.
Are you basing all of this on one picture of her falling down?
No, it's obvious. If you look at all of her pictures, all of her personal appearances, her physical health is obviously an issue here. And beyond that, did you know she has 8 nipples?
Come on.
What are you talking about?
She does. She has 8 nipples like a cat, like a feral cat. Just
you're just
nursing,
making
just
stuff up,
kittens.
Alex.
Where'd
Come
you
on.
Get that info?
From the kitten nipple.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, Alex, the one thing I will say that is confirmed.
I'm going to put it on Infowars.com, but we got it from
kittennipple.com.
Kittennipple.
Okay.
Kittennipple.com.
I will say that it is true that a couple of years ago, when she was Secretary of State, she did hit her head and suffer a small concussion.
Yes, and a small stroke is what.
Well,
she
I don't think it was
an
a stroke.
Embolism.
I don't think that was an embolism.
Aneurysm.
No, nope.
I think you're just naming things with your brain.
I'm naming things that have ism at the end. Right, things that end in ism. What did I win, Michael Strahan?
I think she had a concussion which she recovered from. There's no
she
suggestion.
She never recovered from that.
Really?
They had to remove all her bones.
What are you talking about?
She's not boneless.
How can she be boneless?
She is held together with pipe cleaners.
That's just not true.
That is true. She's a rubber figure with pipe cleaners inside of her.
You can't
she's
just
like Gumby.
She's not like Gumby.
She eats only cabbage.
Wait, what?
The only thing she can eat is cabbage.
Secretary
only
Clinton.
That she can take in because she no longer has a stomach or intestines.
Where are you getting any of this
she
from?
She eats cabbage and she poops coleslaw. She has a skin-colored wetsuit filled with plantains.
So she has no stomach, no intestines, no bones.
But 8 nipples.
But 8 nipples. Don't forget the nipples. Kittennipple.com. Look it up for yourself.
Okay, we will.
Let's go.
106.7. K-Rock is KROQ. Coming to Beach Show 852.
Go.
Why are we hurrying? What are we hurrying toward, Ralph?
Because Philly's Best just got here, and they brought hoagies.
I didn't realize. Oh, my God.
I have not eaten all morning, just waiting for the hoagie. Oh, God damn it. It's so good.
Now, Ralph, I know you probably can't answer this honestly because they're in the next room, but how does Philly's Best in L.A. compare to the cheesesteaks that you have back home in Philadelphia?
Philly's Best is the closest thing you can get to an actual Philly sandwich.
That's a strong endorsement from you.
In Southern California, by far. They use Amoroso bread, which is really the key to any Philadelphia sandwich.
Omarosa?
Not Omarosa from the Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
Amoroso.
Okay.
Amoroso is the name of the Italian bakery in Philadelphia that makes the best bread.
Yummy.
And their steaks are great. I mean, the people who run Philly's Best are, as you can imagine, from Philadelphia. So they know how to make a good steak. But what you're missing out on, which they're celebrating this summer, is the hoagie.
The hoagie.
Or, as we say in Philadelphia, the hoagie.
Yeah, don't say it that way because it sounds terrible.
Yo, you guys want to get a hoagie and go see the Eagles?
My Lord.
Let's get a couple hoagies and we'll go to the Eagles game. What do you say?
Wow. That is a painful accent.
Hoagies are my John.
It gets worse.
You don't know. You don't know. You've never had a hoagie. That's why.
I know. I don't want to live in Philly.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Yeah,
really,
you do.
Ever.
You so do. I'm telling you, you do. Yous want to live in Philadelphia.
Right? Yes, yous do.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the hoagie is like, you know, some people say, oh, is it like a sub or hero?
All right, take it easy.
Spit on your subs and your heroes.
What about grinders? Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. Well,
that's what I do to your grinder.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. Hoagies, where it's at. So
Yum, give me some of that.
So they just brought in a giant tray full of classic hoagies, and
I'm aching.
I got an aching.
Anniversary of the cheesesteak or something? Why today? Is there anything special about today?
I don't know why. I don't look the gift hoagie in the mouth. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I just say thank you, and I'm
and
on my way.
Another.
That's right. Just say
hoagie.
Thank you and go about your business. Because you need me on that wall.
Gimme.
So I'm eager to get this. All these shenanigans over with.
Okay.
I got eating to do.
Hey, do we have a associated giveaway we're supposed to do?
Oh, maybe I should do that now.
That would be a convenience.
I mean, it would make
sense. Talking
it
about
would.
It anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know. I didn't think about that, and I don't have the paperwork with me. But I'm
I can
pretty
help you
sure.
Out.
I'm pretty sure what we're doing in conjunction with the good people at Philly's Best, who were kind enough to bring us breakfast this morning. Boy, they look good. They are also want to give a little something to you, the K-Rock listener.
which is a 4-pack of tickets to see the big baseball game tomorrow between Los Angeles and my beloved Philadelphia.
I wonder who Ralph is going to be rooting for.
Interesting.
4-pack of tickets to see the game tomorrow if you want to see Los Angeles take on Philadelphia. And, you know, I'm not saying they're going to lose, but I wouldn't get my hopes up. Although last night things didn't go so well. But today's a new day, and tomorrow's even newer.
Sure.
What? Plus, you get preferred parking. And you get a Philly's Best gift card.
Sweet.
So you can go to the baseball game tomorrow and park in a preferred place and then get a hoagie.
Hoagie.
Oh. And get yourself a hoagie.
That's a terrible accent.
After you watch the game, go get a hoagie.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's the best.
You hoagies make Boston
are, saying
sound
hoagies
beautiful.
Are the worst?
No,
hoagies
I'm saying
the worst.
Your
hoagies
accent
are the best.
Is the worst.
It's the best.
Hoagie.
And then we're going to get a dumpster and we're going to line it with plastic and we're going to fill it up. We're going to make a pool out of a dumpster.
That's been a big thing this summer in Philadelphia, hasn't
it? They just had to outlaw it. It's such a big
thing.
It's
so popular.
They had to pass a law saying, hey, stop making swimming pools out of trash dumpsters.
The only city where that had to be clarified.
But the only city had the genius to think of that.
Right, genius.
You take one of those big construction site dumpsters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're about 4 feet tall, and they're wide and square.
Right.
You line it with plastic, mm-hmm. and you fill it up with water out of the fire hydrant. Don't cost you a thing. You got a pool. Boom!
It's pretty smart.
It's genius.
What number caller would you like, Ralph?
I would like caller number... 11.
Really,
11.
Any number, because it doesn't matter.
11.
Okay.
11.
11. 11.
All right.
Did I say 11?
Yes.
11.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I?
You were just starting.
You were saying that you wanted
Roger
to get through
Ailes.
This quickly.
It's Roger Ailes. I can't even focus because I'm thinking it's hoagie.
Right.
I can't even focus.
I can't focus because I got hoagies on the brain.
Do the whole thing like that.
All I want to do is go in the other room and eat a hoagie.
Don't do the whole thing like that.
Ralph, I have a question.
Oh my God.
Do they allow people with that horrible accent?
How dare
on,
you?
No. This is a serious question. Do they allow those people who speak like that on the radio in Philadelphia? Would you hear that accent on the air?
Yes.
Well, you hear Boston accents, Chicago accents. You think they just outlaw Philly?
Yeah, they outlaw local people from being on the radio or television in the city.
I just wondered if they make you clean it up for something that's...
They import people from Schenectady.
Do they make you clean it up for something that's less painful
it's
if you're going to be
awful.
A broadcaster?
It's delicious,
it's
charming, and wonderful.
Awful. It's awful, Ralph.
It is. It's a little bit of heaven.
It's
what
the worst is what it is.
Awful.
Where were you?
Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes. This guy's bad.
You think?
Right? He's the one who used to run Fox News that they had to...
He touches all the ladies.
...out of the water because he is a sexual predator. Gretchen Carlson pretty much blew the lid off of this case by suing for as much as 8 figures for sexual harassment. That cost him his job. Now, they're saying Gretchen Carlson may have some more ammunition in this lawsuit because it turns out, several women who have been attacked... and sexually harassed by Roger Ailes, recorded conversations with him. Now, I don't know what the legality is of entering a taped conversation into evidence in a court case if the other person was not aware he was being recorded.
Yeah, there's right. some strange laws about that.
It may be a criminal thing. It may be allowed as evidence in a civil suit. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it looks like he is his side is... hurting in terms of a defense.
And sometimes just those tapes getting out is enough to settle the case anyway, as was the case with Mr. Sterling with the Clippers.
Yeah. Apparently, Vanity Fair magazine is reporting this, that Fox is pressuring Ailes, who got a $40 million buyout on his remaining contract, by the way, when he left.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
He got a golden parachute of $40 million when they let him go.
That's a lot of money when you're in your 80s, by the way.
I would think... couldn't they fire him for cause if this was a problem and not pay him a penny from that remaining contract?
I mean, I guess they
Again,
could try.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't
they
know.
Could try, but then they might be facing a lawsuit for him that would drag on and take a lot of time and
anyway,
a lot of money.
They gave him $40 million to hit the bricks. Now they're coming back and they're saying, you know what? I think you should pay the settlement with Gretchen Carlson. At least contribute. To what they're going to have to pay her out because of what she went on with her at work. So I think that's only fair.
Agreed.
If he's walking away with 40, he
but
could
can they do
chip
that
in.
Legally?
I don't know. Again, I wish I was a lawyer. First of all,
I'd have a career. But secondly, I would know the answers to all these questions. I wish I was a lawyer in Philadelphia so I could just go to court and get a hoagie.
Wow.
I'd have for at lunch, I'd say, Your Honor, can we take a hoagie break? And everybody would have to take a recess. We all go out and get a hoagie. Then a soft pretzel afterwards for dessert.
This what about update? Some water ice.
And water ice, of course. Go to Rita's, get some water ice.
This update from the next room. Mr. Craig Robinson is here and is enjoying a fine Philly cheesesteak right now.
It's not a cheesesteak, first of all. It's a freaking hoagie.
How many times?
How many times do I have to say hoagie? God damn it! And secondly, Robinson, put that hoagie down.
He took it right off your desk, Ralph.
Son of a bitch! This is a nightmare. This is the worst thing ever. Craig Robinson stole my hoagie.
Right?
I hate this.
I hope that movie gets made.
I am going to Kickstarter it. I'm putting up a Kickstarter today. My new movie, Craig Robinson Stole My Hoagie. The story of a poor Philadelphia lad who gets the food ripped out of his mouth by a wildly popular comedic entertainer.
Sounds like
a hit. I think so. Today's celebrity birthday, Sam Elliott, 72 years old today. Melanie Griffith is 59. Hoda Kotb from The Today Show is 52. Eric Bana is 48, as is Gillian Anderson of X-Files fame. Kevin McKidd, the actor, is 43. And Anna Kendrick, who wants to play Squirrel Girl, by the way. I don't know if you heard this or not, but she wants to play Squirrel Girl. She's got the fight alley for the job, I think.
I give it to her.
31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
He is a comedian, a singer, an all-around entertainer, and one of the sexiest beasts I know. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Craig Robinson has joined us back in studio on the Kevin Beats Show. Craig!
Good morning. Hello, and thank you.
How are you? How are you been, man?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm busy. I'm good, though. I feel good.
How's the band? You still playing music?
Yeah, we were just up in Vegas, and then we did the Pemberton Festival. You ever heard of Pemberton?
Is that Oregon or something?
Canada.
Canada. Oh, it's in Canada.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. So we were just up there. It was a really fun festival, too.
Comedy? Doing comedy with the band or playing
like he does?
Comedy and music.
Right, like you do.
Mix it together. Get them dancing. Get them laughing.
How come they haven't asked you to join Earth, Wind & Fire for real yet?
Well, here's the thing about that. It's that will never happen. They'll never ask. But I will, I'll be on stage. Like, I'll be backstage or something and sneak my way onto stage and then get thrown off. So, yeah, that's
okay.
Just
so about you're the living the dream just 1 minute at a time.
1 minute at a time. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Craig Robinson is here because he has a bunch of stuff going on, including a new movie that looks like it might be the best thing you've ever been associated with, Craig. This Morris from America looks outstanding, my friend.
It's getting some nice, some nice response. So yeah, I'm very proud of it, and it's unbelievable this time that I'm having, to be a part of it and to have been chosen to be in it. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like the kind of role that I suspect was a role that a lot of people probably wanted.
I have no idea about that. I just don't know.
I'm going to say yes,
I just
then.
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say everybody was going out for it, and you beat him out.
All right, I'll go with that.
That's a good answer. If you have the option.
I don't know about the audition process that happened with this one. The way I got it was what my agent said. They were interested, and then I met with the director, Chad Hartigan, and he thought I didn't want it. I don't know why.
Thought you didn't want
it. Yeah, I told him I loved the script and stuff. And then, boom, I guess he just got a vibe. And then and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we went to Germany and did it.
Yeah, you actually feel. I know it's set as Americans in Germany, so your family's a little bit of fish out of water. But it was actually filmed there too, for reals, huh?
Yes, Heidelberg and Berlin.
And how did you find being over there working?
I enjoyed Heidelberg, and it was a nice, quaint town. You know, it was a 1,200-year-old castle. I don't speak any German, so that was nice. And then Berlin was like, yeah, I really enjoy Berlin.
Why your voice drop? What's happening with
Berlin? Yeah, I'm guessing that's the nightlife. That's the nightlife voice that just kicked in.
Berlin is sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. It's fun.
Heard that. Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell us about Berlin?
No, that's about it.
All right. So you're a dad, a single dad, with a young teenage boy. And your parenting style in the trailer looks like he's trying real hard to walk that fine line that so many parents are familiar with between
being friends with your kid, but also being the authority figure. And that's a tough balance, right?
Yes, the fine line between fatherhood and friendship. And the way, you know, Chad wrote it is exactly that. It was like, what's the opposite of what, you know, a parent would do right here? And there are some scenes. We did a DVD commentary yesterday. And, you know, as I've been doing interviews and hearing what people have had to say who have seen it, then I got to watch it and kind of see it from some of their perspective. So it was so it is that fine line where one scene the kid curses at me, Morris curses at Curtis, and then Curtis is just like, hey, all right, let's chill with that. You chill, I'll chill. You know, where I would have been, you know, thrown down the stairs or something.
Right, you would have handled it a lot differently than your character did.
My father would have handled it a lot differently. You know.
Is there any parent that is excited when their teenage son decides he wants to be a hip-hop star? Is that good news for a parent?
Yes.
It is?
Yes, absolutely.
That surprises me.
Absolutely, especially with, you know, hip-hop today. It's it's wide open out there.
I feel like Bean's asking that question because most parents would think that it's sort of everybody's trying it, and the chances that you're going to be successful are slim, and
I don't know. I'm not a parent, so I don't know. But I get what you're saying, because when I said I wanted to do comedy, my father was like, my father's an attorney, right? So he's like,
Same thing. I would imagine.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it's only so many make it, and blah blah blah. But it was one thing that I was, like, possessed about. I was like, I knew I was going to go into that.
You did?
Yeah.
So you didn't fight with him. It was just a foregone conclusion. It was a done
deal. It was foregone at that point. And I think he saw it because he tried to, you know, reason with me about it. He didn't just say, yeah, that's ridiculous. Get out of here. He must have known something. He said.
How far into your career, Craig, do you remember when he finally said, all right, it's working out for you, son. I was wrong to doubt you.
I think that was last year. funny part is he definitely was against it when I started. And then later on, it's like, I've always supported it. What? No.
Was it when you got the office job that everything was cool, or even before that when you started showing up on various TV shows? Like, the first time he saw you on a TV show, was that all he needed to know that you were right?
No. It was long after
long
that.
After that.
And you know, because my father, he likes to, needle you. You know, I remember it was a TV show on, and I had auditioned for it. I just happened to mention, I auditioned for that part. And he was like, I can't believe you didn't get that. Like, what are you talking about? You know? So he liked to kind of needle you and said, you know, we'd be out somewhere. Said, well, if you're supposed to be in the game like that, why aren't people coming up to you? Why aren't people taking pictures? You know, this is like, I don't know.
That's a weird.
7 years ago. Yeah.
That's a weird reaction from a parent.
It's like, what are you talking about? But now.
Now that people do come up to you.
Yeah. He can't say anything. He's like, oh.
I guess it's real. Craig, do you ever have any, even as a grown-ass man like you are, there's a lot of stuff you do that I would imagine you don't want your parents to watch, right?
Yes.
Like, your parents could not have been into you on Eastbound and Down, for instance. That's not a role for dad.
Yeah, and they always want to see everything. The worst that happened was I invited them to a premiere, and, you know, I was all excited, and, you know, put them up to Four Seasons, and I had my sister and her kids out here, and we went to the premiere, and then as the movie played, I had forgotten.
Oh, no.
The content, you know, it was Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Mm. Oh.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like covering my mom's eyes. Like, what was I thinking?
That's the worst movie you could have possibly taken your parents to.
The worst, yes.
That's awesome.
You made some bad choices.
Yeah. I made bad choices this morning, but I'm used to it.
We're talking to Craig Robinson. The film is called Morris from America. It's in release on August 19th. This thing that you're doing this weekend, is that a tie-in with Morris from America? It's unclear to me how that
– Next
it's
Fest.
It's a talent show that you're doing?
Yes, Sundance Next Fest. They're going to premiere Morris from America.
Oh, great. Okay.
And there's going to be a talent show, a kids' talent show. And I'm hosting it.
That sounds like hell, Craig. A kid's talent show?
No, are you kidding? That sounds awesome.
That sounds
and Craig's
horrible.
The perfect guy for this.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of weed. And we're just, you know.
But you want in a kid's talent show, right?
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a ball.
All right, that's going to be this Saturday at noon at the Sundance Next Fest at the theater at the Ace Hotel. You can get the details on the talent competition at sundance.org/next. All right, Craig Robinson is here. Quick break. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock. The great Craig Robinson in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Among other things, his new film is called Morris from America, getting rave reviews in theaters on August 19th, LA premiere. And talent show is this Saturday at noon at the theater at the Ace Hotel. You can get the details at sundance.org/next. Craig, you've been coming on the show for years and years and years.
Yes.
Would
yes,
you
yes,
consider,
yes.
And I know I'm setting myself up here for heartbreak, but I'm going to ask anyway because I feel close to you. Would you consider now, after all these years, that we boys?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, you didn't come to my show, you know what I'm saying, but it's all good.
When you were near his house,
you
mean?
When
you were
near your house.
Right. When you were right close to his house?
Well, yeah.
It's all good.
I did miss that one.
How about that?
But I am happy to hear that we boys, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you keep saying we boys?
Yeah, stop saying that.
Because we boys.
Yeah,
that's why. Because Craig says we boys, so I'm going with it.
Yeah, yeah, we boys. That, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, wait. Does
who's
that, I
we
mean,
boys
wait.
Less than Bean, though? Well, come on. Come on, seriously. You're just being nice.
Well, Craig's always nice. Kevin could not stop talking during the break there about how excited he is that you're on his favorite show, Mr. Robot.
Oh, I love it so much.
And is that a show you had been watching already when they called and said, hey, do you want to be on it, or was it new to you?
It was new to me. Well, I was aware of it because I work with Christian Slater last year. We were in a Hollywood production, Hollywood Bowl production of Spamalot.
Spamalot, oh, that's right.
Yes, I played King Arthur. So, so I saw a write-up, and then I was like, oh, Christian, I see this show. He's like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, yeah. So, so then this year, I got the call. My agent was like, Mr. Robot, and you know, and then he said, well, why don't you talk to the director? I said, well, let me look at the show. And then I watched the first season in like 2 days, and I was like, oh my God, this
right.
is what?
Right.
This what?
Right.
And for people who have not seen it or want to hop on season two, you got to see season one first. You just have to.
Yeah, true. That's
not
true.
One of those shows where you can just be like, oh, I caught up. So,
But I love in the first episode, you're just guy in the bleachers.
Guy in the bleachers.
I was just like, hey, I know that guy. And you're just pretty much there. Nobody knows what you're doing. And it seems like that started to come out as the season goes along, that maybe you are a bad guy.
A little bit. A little bit, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Why are Pirate Roberts.
People are very mad at you on Twitter. Our listeners are mad at you and want to know what the hell you're doing.
They are mad at Ray.
Right.
Okay, yes.
They're not character on the show.
Mad at me. Ray. Yes, Ray has Ray done some things? Yes.
A lot of bad things.
But no.
He's selling drugs and guns and people.
He hasn't actually done it.
Ah.
He's just kind of like giving people a place to do it.
So he's on
like
the,
he's a conduit?
He's a...
Boom!
But he's on the deep web where most people can't get to, and he's selling drugs and people and everything else.
Did you research the deep web before you took this part?
I read something about it and, you know, some things about it and had some discussions. And yeah, it's wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Right?
Some stuff goes down on the deep web.
Yeah.
So are you Dread Pirate Roberts?
In real life?
No, not in real life.
Oh, I can't answer any questions about the show.
Oh.
I won't be. We won't be going there.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
What's happening?
I'm not sure.
That's my next character. I'm gonna do.
What's that character's name?
Frenchie.
Okay.
Because it's the busiest year you've ever had in your life, Craig. You also have Sausage Party coming out.
Yes. Yes. The premiere.
And that seems like a lot of improv in a movie like that.
Oh, there was a ton of improv and just playing around in the booth. Because you're in the booth, the sky's the limit.
What food product are you, Craig?
You cannot go too far. I am Mr. Grits.
Mr. Grits?
Yeah, I'm one of the non-perishables.
Now, is that a higher class of actor that gets to be the non-perishable? Hey, you can mock all the other actors. Hey, you spoil and I don't.
You're going to be gone next week.
We are. You know, I mean, yes, we can look at it that way, I suppose. But I'm just happy to be one of the, you know, we're one of the elders of the grocery
pantry
store. Yeah.
Okay. And you love working with your friend Seth Rogen.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. I love all those cats, man. I, you know, I've been to their weddings and stuff. And it's like getting the band back together, you know. But I mean, we're not working together in the studio. You know, you're by yourself. Or, I mean, Seth is there because he wrote it, producing it. But he can never go, Bert. But yeah, that team is throwing jokes and we're messing around. But when we're together on set and stuff, it's like, you know, being back with your squad. Like, oh, yeah.
That's I feel awesome. Like a lot of times that's not the case with Hollywood and movies, and I don't know. I just feel like it's so much more ego than that normally. It's nice to hear that.
Oh, good. Good. Yes, I guess there's some ego out there. Sure, why not? Why wouldn't there be? Especially in this day and age when people can, you know, tweet you and tell you how much they love you.
How much they love you and or.
And or.
Yeah. Do you look at any of that?
Yeah, yeah.
In your response, yeah?
You do? Yeah, I check it out. Mm-hmm. I check it out. And you know, sometimes I have to not look. But sometimes I look and it's like, yeah. So, and when I say I have to not look, it's like it'll be after a show. I'll be like, oh, man, somebody, because you know, somebody's not going to like it. A lot of people
be isn't like, that true yeah, of everything?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
But do you search out the somebody that doesn't like it?
I don't.
Okay, good.
I just look and, you know, kind of, okay, well, that was your perspective. All right. And it's messed up when people like just say whatever. Like I did a show at the Mint, okay, and I was late getting on stage. Sure, okay, and I get
technically
okay, but that just you know kind of framed their whatever argument. So I got on stage and someone was wrong with the keyboard, you know. So I hopped off stage for 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
They fixed the keyboard, you know, and the whole time the band's playing whatever. And then I got back on stage. So somebody tweeted, oh, waited over an hour for Robinson to get on stage. Then he was on for 5 minutes, and then he left. It was worse, you know. And then, I for some reason, I had to send that back. I was like, yeah, I came back, and then, you know, then I named the people, like, too short, hopped on stage. You know, so it was like, you missed this whole show.
Why do you answer those people?
For some reason, like, after all the ones I had seen, you know, it was like, no, you're lying. This is not what happened. So I don't do that anymore.
But, yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, you would have to avoid it. It would drive you crazy.
It would. It would.
All right.
Now somebody's out there like, oh, I'm just going to do it just to see if
it right.
Sure.
Poking.
Well, Craig, I know you mentioned you have a busy day today. You got a busy next couple of weeks. But congratulations on everything, man.
Hey, thank you.
And
thank
next time you're
much.
Up near his house, let him know.
Yeah, yeah. Again. Yeah, come to the show, man.
And he won't stop by.
Morris from America, you guys, is the name of the movie. It looks so good. It's coming out on August 19th. Again, the L.A. premiere is this Saturday. Go to sundance.org/next. And Craig is also going to be hosting a talent show, too, by the way, which is sounds like a lot of fun. By the way, DJ Peanut Butter Wolf is going to be performing on that stage with you, Craig. That's awesome. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they said something about Big Frieda, too.
Big Frieda's going to be there, too?
I think so.
Wow, that's big time.
All right.
All right. Yeah. All the details at sundance.org/next. Go see Morris from America. Mr. Robinson, we love you. Thanks for coming in.
Love you back. Thank you.
You're the worst.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
So Philly's Best is the answer to making you happy at work, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm so happy and so full.
How many did you eat, Ralph? Move.
I had some. Uh-huh. You don't need to know.
How
what
many?
Are you, the boss of me?
How many did you have?
I had three halves.
Three halves.
Three halves.
That's only like a hoagie and a half.
Of the classic Italian hoagie, which is just, oh, it's so good.
But that's like after this showbiz, you're going to go back for more.
And I had about half a bag of Hearst Wise Chips. Mm-hmm. Wise Chips are in town, and they got candy cakes from Tasty Cake. And
wow.
Pennsylvania Dutch meal. Birch beer. Oh, you got to have some birch beer, right?
What about a crimpet?
I didn't see any crimpets. I saw the candy cakes. Maybe I got to dig deeper in there.
Do they eat any foods in Philadelphia that are also sold in the rest of the country?
Sure, of course they do. But we also have a unique cuisine. We have a specialty cuisine that is unique to our people, and we like to have that. It's comforting. It's comfort food.
That does explain the Philadelphia body that I am so familiar with.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Charles Atlas. Sorry, Mr. Universe. I know you're the peak of physical conditioning, so I must really shock and horror you to see us regular folks walking around.
It must annoy him when he works out so
you're
much.
You're so vascular and swole.
Thank you.
With your amazing cardiovascular strength and fitness. Oh,
finally, some recognition for the hard work that I put in.
Yes, you're
eating hoagies.
You're an icon.
All right.
You're a miracle.
You're a temple. Your body's a temple.
It is 9:41. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning.
You get tired of being awful. Is it exhausting?
Not yet.
No? All right.
I can answer that. I get tired of it. That helps.
You know, we forgot to ask Mr. Craig Robinson.
What?
Hoagie thief Craig Robinson was just here.
He stole one, didn't he? He
stole one of my hoagies. If he's going to be back on Brooklyn Nine-Nine again. I love him on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, he's so funny on that show.
He's Doug Judy.
He does so many things.
Thief Doug Judy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
Just announced by Fox. This sounds awesome, and I am a big fan of this. I don't know why. I think it goes back to my childhood. But they're doing a big crossover on Fox this fall with Brooklyn Nine-Nine and New Girl.
Oh.
The New Girl crew is going to travel to New York and get into some trouble, and the Brooklyn Nine-Nine cops will step in, and they will interact.
I like it.
I love crossovers.
I like it.
I like it, too.
I think it goes back to
as long as they're good shows.
It goes back to my childhood when Charlie's Angels were on the Love Boat one episode. Okay. My head exploded. See Captain Steuben talking to Jill Monroe? Come on!
You didn't get out much as a kid,
I think it was Chris Monroe at the time. But still! Sabrina Duncan? Oh. And then, don't get me started. When Vegas crossed over with Charlie's Angels with Dan Tana.
I don't feel like we could stop you.
Oh, love crossovers. Mm. So I'm looking forward to the Brooklyn Nine-Nine New Girl one.
I read something. I shouldn't bring this up because I don't have very much information
on
it.
Here
we go.
He's going to barrel full speed.
That cheesesteak you had.
But full speed ahead, like Bean does.
I can't not say things.
Hey, that's the truth.
I read something yesterday about Amy Schumer, who is going to guest on an entire primetime evening of shows. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the animated lineup.
Is that what it is? She's going to be on The Simpsons,
She's
Family
doing Bob's
Guy?
Bob's Burgers, Family yeah. Guy, and The Simpsons. Yeah, yeah, she'll be on each of those.
That's kind of what you're talking about, right? Kind of a crossover a little bit?
Not at all. That's a guest star.
Completely different.
Guest star is very different than a crossover where two shows actually interact. Shows you don't that don't come from the same universe crossover with each other, hence the name crossover, versus guest star, which is just a person being on that show.
I'm going to mark that down as a match.
It's not a match.
Nope.
Alec Baldwin?
Wow. That was a big swing and a miss, but a big swing.
But at least it was
hell
a
of a swing right there.
At least it was a big time-consuming swing.
Wow. That he knew he was going to miss. He was going to whiff on.
Look, I could have pulled out of that tailspin at the last moment and saved us all.
But
I just didn't.
But that's not the job of a kamikaze pilot, is it?
Right.
Your job is to fly that plane right into the deck of our ship.
And I am great at it.
Yes, you are. But sadly, unlike a real kamikaze, you get up again to get back in the plane. I wish it was just a one-off like it used to be. Back in the good old World War II days. While we're talking Simpsons, they've announced that they're going to do their first hour-long episode in January.
How many seasons have they been on?
25, I want to say.
It's insane.
But they're going to do. They did their live show last season, remember, where they had Dan Castellaneta improv-ing answers as Homer Simpson?
Right.
And now they're doing an hour-long episode. It'll be the first time in the show's history in January, with guest appearances from Taraji P. Henson.
Cookie.
Who will play Mr. Burns' ex-wife, Cookie Praline.
All right.
Yes, her name will be Cookie on the show.
Cookie Praline. That's type of cookie.
Oh, my Lord. I'm glad Bean's got a co-pilot in the plane as he comes screaming towards our battleship.
But neither of them sees the battleship.
Yes, of course they do. How else did they find the target?
Oh, good point.
They just don't care. And Keegan-Michael Key will also be in that episode as well, playing a rapper named Jazzy James. So I'm already laughing just at the names of these characters. All right. Let's head towards the lifeboats, shall we? Because we're going down.
A little late.
We're sinking. Today's celebrity birthday, Sam Elliott is 72 years old today. Love him so much. One of my favorites. You ever seen a movie called Lifeguard? Starring a young Sam Elliott?
I don't think so.
If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's outstanding.
Did he always have a mustache, or was that a later in life thing?
He's had it off and on throughout his career. Right. He doesn't lifeguard, though. A big, juicy, just delicious mustache.
There's a mustache
big, beefy
juicy?
Mustache. Oh, yeah. It's beefy and juicy.
Sounds gross.
Due to buys. 72 years old today. Melanie Griffith is 59. Hoda Kotb from the Today Show is 52.
I've seen her on some of the Olympic coverage.
Have you?
She's not good.
Not at all.
She's really
she's quite awful.
She's just not good.
But at least she's as good as everyone else who's
well,
also doing it.
Yeah.
Why don't they let sports people do the sports thing? I know it's a big investment for NBC, and they got to bring out all their big guns and everything. But Hoda Kotb's got nothing to say.
That's true.
We don't need Ryan Seacrest giving us tropical drink recipes on Ipanema Beach. It's not a thing. Stop trying to make those things things.
I think the answer may be in that thing that you were tweeting about a couple days ago, Allie, that the network seems to think that the women watching don't care about the sports.
Yeah.
They need stories.
It's the journey. They
it's
said
the journey.
That we don't care about results. We care about the journey. How'd she get there?
It's not a journey when Ryan Seacrest is walking on the beach with two models
it's
talking
not...
about, we need a refreshing drink. Here's Joaquin, who is one of the great drink makers in Rio.
Joaquin.
What are you making now for? Well, this is a melon ball liqueur. Who cares?
Agree 100%.
Joaquin, I can make a drink.
Teddy?
Where was I? Eric Bana is 48 years old today. Gillian Anderson is also 48. Kevin McKidd turns 43. And Anna Kendrick turns 31 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. today on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, we will continue to give you a pair of Disneyland Resort Deluxe annual passes or Park Hopper passes. We also have the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, and the Bachelor in Paradise report tomorrow morning.